and take the club head that I have. He'll put any shaft in it.
Sure.
So I'll find what's right for me.
All right.
$9.50 on the ticket. Up next, we mix with Ben and Skin, and will the rant ever come back?
Make Fido feel like one of the family. The Ticket Family. With the Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket October item of the month. It's a red and white dog collar and leash embroidered with the name of America's favorite radio station.
The Ticket.
If your pet gets lost, no worries. Some kind person will realize that this pet's owner is a P1, and he or she will be returned to the mothership and eventually home safe and sound. Sniff out theticket.com and order the dog collar and leash set for only $15. From the station that likes to keep our bitch on a leash, Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
You know, for what you spend on 6 or 7 CDs, you can enroll in a class at Dallas County Community College. Start moving towards a better career with higher pay. Now that's cool. You'll be surprised how much you can learn for as little as $99. Think of the possibilities. To get your start, check out one of the 7 Dallas County Community Colleges at dccd.edu. That's dccd.edu. It all begins here.
You swear you were only going 55, but the radar gun had a different opinion. Have you taken care of that speeding ticket yet? Cedar Valley College offers Texas state-approved driver safety courses online, the most convenient and flexible way to take defensive driving. Those days of taking off work or spending your weekend sitting through a 6-hour class or watching a video are a thing of the past. Keep that speeding ticket off your record or take the class for business and industry safety training. State and court approved, it's 100% online. It's worth $37.95 to keep your record clean. Log on to CedarValleyDefensiveDriving.com today to get started.
That. The 2006 Mercedes-Benz E320 CDI diesel. Innovation. Unlike any other.
Compare estimated MPG to estimated MPG of other vehicles. You may get different mileage depending on how fast you drive, weather conditions, and trip length. Actual highway mileage will be less. Maximum highway driving range based on 21.1 gallon fuel tank capacity. For more information and to request a diesel fulfillment package, call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES or go to mbusa.com/diesel.
There's never been a better time to visit your local DFW Mercedes-Benz dealer to test drive the 2006 E320 CDI diesel. Innovation unlike any other. Log on to DFWMercedesDealers.com.
All right. The beauty of Distrect means you can get something less than free. Less than free? 4 free months, over 275 channels, including HBO, which is the greatest channel ever designed, Showtime, Cinemax, and Starz Super Pack. That's over $375 in free programming.
Going through a divorce is a very stressful and emotional trauma to anyone who has gone through one or is going through one. During this time, there is much uncertainty and fear that can go through your mind about the present and the future. If you have children, you have to secure your relationship with them. Property may need to be divided to give you a future. Debts need to be divided, which may impact your quality of life. Temporary living arrangements may need to be made while the divorce is pending. It is a time you need your family and friends to be there for you, and there's no substitute for them. Hi, my name is Randy Essenberg, and I'm a divorce attorney. There's no substitute for good legal advice during this time of uncertainty. I invite you to call me, and I will set up a time to help guide you through the divorce questions you may have. I charge a $100 consultation fee for my time. You'll feel better making decisions from a position of knowledge rather than fear and uncertainty.
If divorce seems to be the only solution, call Randy Essenberg, centrally located off 7th Freeway in Dallas. Call 214-630-1-HUG. 214-630-1-HUG. Licensed to practice the general practice of law.
Bankers really get to know your business. That way they can get you the products and services.
Ooh, what? I'm gearing up for my favorite season. Ooh, time to think of scary things.
Oh, what's the scariest thing you can think of?
Ooh, buying a new car.
That's not scary.
It's not?
No, not at Marit Chevrolet in Fort Worth. They make it easy. They take pride in their exceptional customer service and giving you the best price anywhere.
No hidden tricks or creepy salespeople?
No, not a one. Plus, you can choose from 6 different vehicles that average over 30 miles to the gallon, starting as low as
$89.95. Ooh,
even the largest SUV, the Suburban, averages a surprising 19 miles to the gallon.
Oh.
And if you still need to be scared, just drop by and pick up 2-for-1 tickets to the cutting-edge haunted house. It's the world's largest haunted house. Plus, a free pumpkin right out of Maritz's pumpkin patch.
So there's no...
No ghosts or goblins. Just great deals at Maritz Chevrolet, 9101 Camp Bowie West in Fort Worth. Or go to MaritzChevrolet.com for details. Chevy, an American revolution.
So I guess I'll go back to thinking the second scariest thing now.
Which is?
Have you seen my mother-in-law?
How are you on?
Train load, the new Chevy.
It's incredible.
All with GM employee pricing, plus Friendly Chevrolet's exclusive free tires for life.
You can't beat that.
Don't forget, Friendly's all-famous 1,000-mile price guarantee. And we're conveniently located 5 minutes from anywhere in the Metroplex at I-35 and Inwood.
You can get here in a snap.
Now's the time to buy during Friendly's huge September train load clearance.
Hop on the savings train at Friendly Chevrolet. It's an American revolution.
And remember,
Friendly.
From Big D to Cap Town, right along your way. Chevrolet.
Sports news first, guaranteed.
Number two, Texas will find out if 2 weeks between games has helped or hurt the team. This ticker is service of man's best friend and Jack Daniels. The polls are watching number one USC to see if their 25-game winning streak could come to an end at number 14 Arizona State. But Mac Brown says Texas has their hands equally full with Missouri and quarterback Brad Smith.
They're averaging a bunch of points, running up and down the field, and he's throwing the ball all over the place, but he's also averaging nearly 7 yards a carry running the ball. So we know we've got our hands full, and we're excited about the challenge.
Second-ranked Texas and Mizzou dig in just over an hour away. Right now, the Cowboys are in the NFL's most competitive division if you look at the standings, with every team above 500. Cowboys will try to keep it going for themselves tomorrow at Oakland. Kickoff 3:15. The Eagles are letting tough guy kicker David Akers take at least one game off with his torn hammy. They signed Todd France off the practice squad. And Rams coach Mike Martz checked into a hospital yesterday with a severe sinus infection. He should be on the sideline tomorrow at the Meadowlands when they take on the New York Giants. Baseball, Rangers get flattened 7-1 by the Angels last night. Final game under the lights, 7:05 at AmeriQuest tonight. Afternoon start tomorrow for the Rangers. And the Stars wrap up the preseason against the Avs. American Airlines Center, puck falls at 7. Our next ticket ticker at 10:10, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Pete Tenney, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box. Saturday morning, 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
So you don't forget the station you're listening to. Write it down someplace safe, like, the band of your underwear. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
9:57 on the ticket. I'll pass. T-Box winding down. Want to thank Jaron.
Jaron!
And
Gerard!
Pete Tenney. I'm getting to think that Pete Tenney and Ty Walker and Tommy Daniels are all the same guy. They all kind of sound alike.
Pete's real radio professional. Look at him in there being all radio professional.
Yeah,
wearing a tie.
Unlike anybody else.
Jaron, I can't hear anything, by the way.
Hey, you guys know that Jaron is going to debut a new character today on the Ben and Skin Extravaganza.
Really? How about that?
Bored Out Boy?
What's it going to be?
Weed-eating guy.
What's the name?
Ghost Engineer. Check.
Okay, now he's off.
He's cutting me off.
Oh.
What?
He's got hand signals on the air. Oh.
Oh.
What? Okay. Use that mic. There you go.
Do we have to share this one?
No.
Let's share your headphones, by the way. I'd rather not use this mic after you. Hey, yeah, it's a new character, and a lot of people have been standing in line waiting to get a look at it, and there's a huge line outside.
Mm.
A lot of people are standing in line by their radios.
So have you heard this character, or is this going to debut with that prior knowledge?
No, I've heard it. You guys want a little sample? I'll tell you this. I came in, and I told Jaron, I said, Skin brought nothing today. We don't have a good show. I need you to step in.
Right.
And he said, no problem. He's in the clutch. He's like, I got two characters ready to debut. And, one of them didn't make the cut. I'll give you a taste of that right now. Give us a little bit of the one that didn't make the cut.
It's a character that talks in a voice like this.
Thank God. That didn't make it.
You know what? I don't have headphones, but I could hear it coming out of that thing over there, and that sounds like it's got a lot of life.
That sounds like Charlie in a box.
It does sound like Charlie in a box.
All right. So I'll tell you what. Don't bring up the award winner. Save that for when you're debuted on the show.
We're going to debut that at 12:30 in the middle of the show.
You guys have a little hostility towards Troy now, taking your show last week?
I'm kind of beefing with Troy a little bit.
Yeah.
I've lost money on a lot of games that he quarterbacked, so I've got beef going way back with homie.
Did they cover a lot of spreads back when they were in their day?
Nah. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
Ben's the big Wait, Ben is a big gambler.
I don't think so. I don't really gamble.
Ben, where's your headphones?
Something about his weight or
take
big
him?
Gambler? No.
What?
He's the big gambler?
No. Oh, no, no. It's more of... It's not
a
literal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you taking a shot at me?
No, I was going to defend you.
Oh, thank you. Because I look good.
You do.
But we just had an awkward exchange. And
you
I
did?
Don't know why.
Because you had poo all over your hands. You tried to shake his hand.
He liked that.
I've part. Done that before. That's great.
But I don't, every once in a while, everything runs real smoothly, and then we have a real weird exchange.
Oh, he'll tell you during the break.
Huh?
It's not on air.
No, we won't bring it up.
Yeah.
We definitely won't bring it up. But it was weird.
Let's bring it up at 11:30.
You'll understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's just trying to be cordial.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, is this clock right? Is it 11:10:32 right now?
Sure.
All
right. No, it's 10 up. Straight up.
10 o'clock on the ticket.
So I go to the Colleyville Heritage Southside game last night. And yeah. I know George has brought this up before.
Scalper tickets?
40-minute halftime.
What?
I mean, it's the most ridiculous thing. I know the band and the banderettes or whatever they're called, you know, they work hard all week practicing and whatever. But after about 25 minutes, you know, the players are done.
Yeah, 25 minutes is actually pretty generous.
And they're sitting on the side, they're sitting outside their little locker room, just they're half asleep. And you got to think they're getting stiff and, you know,
whatever. Bandoleros.
Yeah, whatever. Well, that's high school, you know, testosterone's flying.
They're always stiff.
And it's way too long.
You know, you
and
brought up
a beating.
You brought up bandoleers, and at any given point, our show always turns into a Berkner love fest. But the best thing about Berkner is they always take the hottest bandolera. Do you remember this band in the Spectrum? And they take this giant cardboard cutout of her and they put her on the wall.
The Spectrum.
It's like you know the basketball gym at Berkner.
Come on,
what's
you
Berkner?
You never heard of that?
Come
no.
on, dude.
What's Berkner?
That's like
sports.
Asking what's golf.
Yeah.
Well, what's golf?
What's Berkner?
Oh. Berkner is our high school. The greatest high school in this America of the United States.
They're here?
Live. Yeah, it's in this room right now.
Home of Everson Walls. But you know what? I really
never heard of
our high school until it turned into a shtick on the radio.
Of course. Oh. But they take the bandolera with her ankle behind her head, and they put her up on the wall like a giant 20 by 20.
Does she stick?
Yeah, she sticks.
Excellent.
They call it airing it out. I don't know what they call it, but they just put it up on the wall, and it's the best thing about Berkeley.
Get extra credit for that?
Yep.
Excellent.
Okay. Should have a lariat of the month. Is a lariat? What are they called?
Right. Anything.
Just have a reunion of them.
Yeah,
we did.
You guys should sponsor that.
We did that at 11:30 or 11:10 last week. You remember that?
Yeah.
And we'll probably get it. Ben went to the game last night. It was homecoming.
Mm.
Ben went to the game last night. Yeah. He got a full report. And that's what we'll do from 11 to 12 probably.
It's amazing. I mean, Berkner has, since we started talking about him, like they hated us.
Where's Berkner?
Richardson.
Lloyd Vernon.
They hated us when we went there, but now that we do fill in for the Rant every once in a while, they
like every week.
Jazz.
Mm-hmm. You're like a celebrity now, aren't you?
Well, not quite. We're more like
another weight issue.
Yeah.
What is Berkner, like 2A?
7A.
Yeah, we graduated with 900 kids, so that was back in the 80s.
That's pretty
but
big.
But when
that's
we go there
school.
Now,
never
like they let me coach special teams for the first half last week.
Really?
And then
yeah.
I got to do some things this week.
How'd that work out? Flea flicker? Little Statue of Liberty?
I kept it simple because I wanted to be invited back.
Did you try the same fake punt play on special teams that Parcells did?
I would never do that. I would never do that to those kids.
So
I
don't know
much about those kids.
Seen the old flames at the homecoming?
Some new flames.
Homecoming, what a beating.
Yeah.
What a beating homecoming
yeah.
is.
I've never been to a homecoming.
Looking
I did in high
good,
school.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah, but that's, I don't know. I looked at my 30-year reunion, though. That was interesting.
See, reunions are fun to me.
Yeah,
every 10 years, I can handle it.
Hey, what's the legal age for a girl? You know this.
To
your experience.
To what?
From your court
to to what?
Legal experience. Legal age for what?
What is the legal age to get with a young lady?
It's the same as child labor laws, right?
18?
That I don't know.
Texas is, I think it's a fluid.
What? Wasn't well defined.
What?
No.
Where are you going with that?
It's a fluid rule.
It's how old the fluid is?
What a strange law that is.
Yeah, if they're 18, it's 18, right?
I think it's 17.
17?
I think it depends on who the judge
less
is.
Than 18. What do you think it's less than 18?
I think it's 17. Yeah.
Well, this brings up an interesting point. One of my guilty pleasures is the OC. I enjoy watching the OC, and I have for a couple of years now. But what's weird is that, I guess, a couple years ago, those girls were playing, you know, 17-year-olds.
Right.
16-year-old, I get. And so is it like
watching child porn for watching that show and enjoying it?
The thing is, in theory, yes. But the thing is that all the actors, it's just like, you know, Beverly Hills 90210, all those high school kids were 30 in real life.
Okay, true.
You know, it's what distorts, TV distorts, even the reality shows are so unreal, but it's like, what is a 17-year-old supposed to think when all the people that are 17-year-old on TV have chest hair and they're...
So if your character is of legal age, does that count?
Yeah, if you get with a character, it doesn't even matter how old
they are.
Hey,
he's 18 on TV.
Right.
Hey, the best guilty pleasure is Laguna Beach, the real OC.
That's what you need to get hooked up with, dog.
That is all it's on CBS.
It's on MTV, and it is still played.
It is nice. I have not watched any of
it. There's a chick on that show. This is like, it's supposed to be a reality show, right? It's on MTV, and they follow around all these, you know, really hot high school girls in Laguna Beach.
Mm.
And one of them was dating this character, Matt, you know, that was at a college somewhere, and that was Matt Leinart.
He sounds hot.
Really?
Yeah, Leinart's hot. He's probably going to go number one in the draft. Faster.
Yeah.
But, you should definitely, it's the best reason to watch MTV a lot, all the time.
Hey, you know, a lot of people that listen to
Real OC.
A lot of people that watch that show, the fake OC that you're talking about, probably sound like Jaren's character that got cut. Jaren,
a little bit of the one that got cut.
Oh, my God, it's hot in this voice.
Okay, so
don't think that character doesn't.
So before you all kick us out, back to back weeks.
Hey, listen, here's the deal.
Are you guys making the announcement today?
No,
because we get a lot of emails like, when's the last time you guys talked to the rant? I said about, I don't know, 4 months.
All we can do is come out and continue to give 110%.
So do you think the ticket will make an announcement, or are they just going to hopefully people forget about them?
No one's going to forget about them. I know that from the email we get when we get off the air telling us how bad it sucks. I think if you're the great Gordo and the great Corby and the great Davey, you've been getting up early on Saturday mornings for a very long time. You guys can't relate to this because you guys don't get up early on Saturday mornings.
No.
But at some point, man, they're going to have to, you know, because they go hard on Friday night.
Sure.
I mean, they go hard. And at some point, you know, they're going to have to recoup. I mean, those guys, they're in their early 40s now? How old are those guys?
Corby's 43.
Right. Yeah. It's tougher for them to recoup. You know,
Monday's a tough call.
When I was 21, I slept 3 hours a week, and it was no problem. But, you know, you get older, you get a baby crying, it's much harder. So I think that's the problem. That's the problem the Rams dealing with. Besides all the, you know, the charges, they've got to recoup.
Well, they owe it to their listeners to make a decision.
So when's the big announcement going to happen? About 11:40?
I don't think it's going to happen. All we can do is sit on the ticket bench. And if somebody decides to wave us in and put us in the game, we just happily go in no matter what.
I disagree with that. I think all we can do is pray.
Well, you haven't been complaining to the coach at all? Just put me in. Make me full-time starter?
I wrote a well-written, strongly worded letter to Frio in calligraphy and explained to him that we wanted more playing time.
That's on benandskin.blogspot.com.
You can read that on skinblog.antelopefacial.org.
That's right.
And
we're confused, though, because the Ticket Cheese have been very upfront with the listeners. Good cohesive group with the P1s and all that. And you didn't get the memo, huh?
Yeah, they're just... You're kind of moving this rant to the side, and they don't want to mention it.
No, they're not. You know what it is? It's just like when you get real big time, like Letterman, and you just take as many vacations as you want, and then you just pop on some spares to fill in. They're just so big time now, they can take as many vacays as they want. That's it.
I'm saying they never come back.
I think
they owe it to the listeners, though, to make the
announcement. You're tempting the rant.
Comparing Durant to Letterman reminds me of a documentary I was watching last night where Lenny Kravitz was relating his life to Jimi Hendrix. Tap the brakes a little there.
Same amount of showers?
Yeah, just a few too many car commercials in your repertoire, dude.
I heard he smelled bad.
Jimi Hendrix?
Yeah, he's dead.
No, not him. He's half smell.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about Lenny.
Yeah, that right.
Kind of has a
gas problem.
Fair reek factor.
I heard because of that, Nicole Kidman can't shake that stink.
11:10 for that.
That and next.
11:10.
Wow, busy show. I can't wait. And the new character.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's hear a little bit more. Let's let the character that didn't make it take us to break.
Well, stay tuned for Ben Skin next.
Hey, Ticketheads, boot up your sports brain and make sure you've got enough memory as we bring back the bigger and more well-rounded P1 Perfect Pair.
Monster Mash 2 squares, and you win what's on the other side. A Harley, trip to Super Bowl 40, ski trip, NASCAR driving school, a pimped out ride, cash, and more. Remember where the perfect pairs are, and you're a winner. Your next chance for a perfect pair is Monday morning at 7:35. Brought to you by StubHub, MixMedia.com, and the station that gets...
Get ready, Texas, for the Dodge Mega Women Mega Giving Tailgate Party Charity Concert. Friday, October 7th at Smirnoff Music Center with Terry Clark.
I just wanna be mad for a while.
Texas Charlie Robinson.
Goes far light, far bright. First star that I've seen tonight.
Plus special guest comedian John Reed, the hitting guy. The Dodge Mega Women Mega Giving Tailgate Party. Tickets are free to Texas Dodge dealers. Come celebrate the new Dodge Ram Mega Cab. Finally, a truck big enough for Texas. Mega Cab has the biggest cab on the planet. See over 100 Mega Cab trucks on display. And someone will be driving away in their brand new Dodge Ram Mega Cab pickup to be given away at the concert. Terry Clark, Charlie Robinson.
A mega party with a mega call.
Donations being accepted for the Red Cross's hurricane disaster relief.
If you're in for Texas OU weekend, start your tailgate party early.
Friday night, October 7th at Smirnoff Music Center.
Gates open at 6:30. Get your free ticket to your Texas Dodge dealer.
I'm a second grade school teacher on a teacher's salary, which can be limiting. I was pretty sure that LASIK was completely out of my budget until one of the teachers at my school told me about Booth Eye Care and Laser Center and Dr. Booth. He offers a special savings plan for teachers and their families. I met Dr. Booth personally at my free consultation. He assured me that he would help make my Wavefront custom view intralasic procedure affordable. Well, as you can probably guess, today I have 2015 vision, and as Dr. Booth promised, it was affordable, even on a teacher's salary. Thanks, Dr. Booth, for my incredible new sight. My second graders thank you, too.
When it comes to fantastic vision, choose Dr. Booth, the nation's most experienced intralasic surgeon. Great vision and affordable financing options are a free screening away. Call 214-328-0444. On the web, it's boothwithanelasercenter.com. That's 214-328-0444. Call today.
10 years, that's a long time. The ticket's gone from Bayless and Menifee to Bob and Dan. Chubb's kids have gone from diapers to dating, and Reiner's gone through another 4 marriages in 10 years. But when you buy a new Mitsubishi from Huggins Mitsubishi, you'll find out all about the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. So keep that in mind when you visit Huggins Mitsubishi and test drive the new 06 Eclipse or maybe the 06 Galant. Or stop by Huggins Mitsubishi and be the first kid on your block with the new 06 Mitsubishi Raider truck. It's coming soon, and you'll be seeing this one around. So why not get in on the ground floor at Huggins Mitsubishi? Just click on the logo right now or stop by 7501 Northeast Loop 820 or on the web at HugginsMitsubishi.com. Huggins Mitsubishi is a family-owned business celebrating 20 years of outstanding service, and there's always 150 pre-owned vehicles rotating through the lot. So check it out today. And Huggins Mitsubishi always welcomes any trade, regardless of year, make, or model. That's Huggins Mitsubishi. Click on the logo right now or visit them at 820 and 183 or call 817-485-0200 to find out more.
Make mine Huggins Mitsubishi.
Do you know it's illegal to pump your own gas in Oregon and New Jersey? Makes their gas prices higher. Unfortunately, we can't blame our high prices on that. Not crazy about your SUV that only gets 13 miles to the gallon anymore? What are you going to do? Find a way to get free gas? Get a car with better gas mileage? Well, do both. Now Reliable Chevrolet has a full line of cars that get over 30 miles to the gallon. The Avea, HHR, Malibu, Impala, Malibu Max, and the Monte Carlo. Plus, when you buy any new or used car, they'll give you a $250 gas card. The 2006s are arriving every day, and Reliable Chevrolet has one of the largest inventories in the Metroplex. Find what you want, buy it, and get a free $250 gas card. See dealer for details. Then remember, at least you're not paying as much for gas as those fools in Oregon. Call Reliable Chevrolet now and schedule your test drive. 1-800-730-4019. 1-800-730-4019. Reliable Chevrolet. 75 in Arapahoe and Richardson. 1-800-730-4019.
Sunday Ticket is your source for up to 200.
The good people at Centennial Fine Wine and Spirits would like to suggest that if mixology is the art of the cocktail, then our store should be considered the Louvre of the cocktail. That's because Centennial offers a world-class spirit selection and all you could ever want to shake, stir, or blend to create a cocktail masterpiece. So come on in to Centennial and discover that artistic flair you thought you never had.
win an incredible trip for two to the Napa Valley. Open your browser, click on Centennial, and sign up for the Buyer Plus card. You'll be automatically entered to win, and you'll save every day on many of your favorite beers, wines, and spirits.
For those of us who enjoy a good vino but lack our own personal wine steward, thank goodness for Centennial Fine Wine and Spirits. Centennial's experts devote their time to researching the world's best wines so you don't have to. So if you're spending $7 or $700, you're sure to get more than your money's worth. And that may be even better than having your very own wine steward.
Lincoln, Garland, Irving, and Plano. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
When you spend good money on a car, you want to know you can depend on it. That's why you should come to CarMax first. Our used cars go through a thorough 125-point inspection by an ASC-certified technician. We spend more than 12 hours inspecting and reconditioning every used car we sell. Then we back them up with a 5-day money-back guarantee and a limited 30-day warranty. See store for details. So for a high-quality car that will last, start by going to CarMax. In Fort Worth, Arlington, Garland, Irving, and Plano. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
When we say sports, you say now.
The division champion Angels in town to close out the Rangers season. Friday, it was all Halos 7-1. This ticker, a service of Hibernia National Bank and DiamondDoctor.com. Two more games for the Rangers, including tonight at 7:05. Buck says tough not to keep an eye on the tube and see what October ball means to teams like the Sox and the Yanks.
Anybody that says, well, you know, I don't watch it enough. Yeah, I'm a fan of baseball. I think we all are. Baseball games are still on in the clubhouse. But you watch a game like that and you kind of walk away and it kind of jolts your memory to some of those type games we had in September last year.
Last night it was Boston over New York 5-3. They are even in the East now. Two more to play at Fenway. Randy Johnson and Tim Wakefield. First pitch in about 2 hours. Rocket on the hill for the Astros this afternoon. He'll throw against the Cubs' Jerome Williams. Houston's up only a game in the wild card now after losing to Chicago 4-3 yesterday. The Stars wrap up the preseason tonight, home to Colorado. It will count Wednesday night when the Kings are here for the opener. Cowboys spent the night in Berkeley, moving a little closer to Oakland for tomorrow's game. Anthony Thomas expected to be inactive again, leaving all the running back experience in the hands of Julius Jones. Kickoff against the Raiders at 3:15. Our next ticket ticker at 10:30, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Pete Tenney, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin Saturday morning, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This is The Ticket, KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is Ben and Skin. I'm Ben Rogers, joined by Skin.
Hey, I'm Skin.
Skin, we are in for the rant today. Again, after being in last week, really don't know why. Did you get an email as to why?
No, I just got all the hate mail. Just to get off the air, give us our rant back, you bastard.
By the way, you know what that was we were listening to there?
Sounds like S1.
That is S1. Got a treat for you and the listener today. We like to bring a lot of unique music to the table. And today, I'm going to bring the new S1 Beat CD
awesome.
To the table. So you get to hear some of S1's new beats.
Outstanding.
He's, of course, a producer for Strange Fruit. You can check him out at strangefruit.com. But a lot of cool beats on there.
And the Art of One Mind, man. Go get that Art of One Mind CD. It's incredible.
All right, dude. I can't wait any longer. There's a character that's going to debut on the show, and it's the best thing we have to offer today for our show, so let's just get it out there right now.
Well, that's good that we're doing this, because usually 10:18:41 is the best time to unveil our hottest stuff.
We're going to need a little intro music here, a big fanfare, if you will.
Is Jeron a part of the show now?
No.
Okay. Not at all. I don't know.
And now, Ben and Skin's new Saturday character, Ghost Engineer.
Guys, sometimes I talk a ghost voice.
Wow, that's a winner.
Did you preview that?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I only had two to choose from.
You like that better than the paper or plastic guy? Can we hear paper or plastic guy again?
You can hear that guy whenever you want.
I already sound awesome. Like that. My voice is messed up. I already sound like that. So I went with the ghost guy.
Ghost guy. Let's hear ghost guy again.
I can say anything you want in this voice.
But that's all he says. He never says whatever it is we want him to say. He just says, he just lets you know that he can say anything you want. Well, do you want to do instant feedback?
Yeah, let's do instant feedback on that. Let's see.
All right, line one, you're on with Ben Skin and Ghost Engineer. I think it's a rousing
that's
success.
A positive.
Yeah, man.
That's
congratulations. Positive. The feedback is overwhelming. Good job, John. I can see we can get a lot of miles out of that crap.
The show, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
All right.
I don't even want to do the show now. Hey, we've got a lot to get to. We're going to talk
obviously.
Cowboys Raiders. We're going to go around the NFL. We're going to talk about games that will be worth alienating your family tomorrow.
That's right.
The return of Radio Port to the radio waves.
We also should do kind of play-by-play of the Texas-Missouri game that's going to be starting halfway through our extravaganza.
We will also get into some daycare issues.
Mm.
But right now, Skin...
let me play Plastic Spoons.
Ghost Engineer, what do you think of those plastic
spoons? Hey, rap over this, dude.
All right, listen.
Is this what Pete Tenney thought he was getting into when he moved in from San Diego?
Look at the feedback now, boy.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Instant feedback. You're on the show. Oh, wow, it's looking really good so far. Instant feedback, you're on. Nice.
Are you actually...
Instant feedback. Four for four. That's good, man. Congratulations on that.
Friends.
That should make the top 10 of the week.
Skin, let's get back to sports, and I'd like to talk about my new favorite sport.
I'd like to hear about it.
Whirlyball.
Nice. I love that sport.
If you know, if you're listening and you know about whirlyball, feel free to jump on with us, 214-787-1310. Also, be sure to let us know what you think of Ghost Engineer.
I've lost the will to answer the phones.
Whirlyball is a game. You can play it at two locations in Dallas. I believe it's this facility called Whirlyball that was built for the game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 5-on-5 in bumper cars. And you're playing on, like, a little miniature basketball court.
Right.
And the rims are taken off of the goals. And so you just have a square on the backboard on each side of the court. And you have a little scooper, so you drive around on your in your bumper car, and you scoop the ball with a scooper. You can't use your hand, and it's like a big plastic wiffle ball the size of a softball.
Looks like a cricket scoop or some such.
Right. So you pick up the ball, and you pass it around, and you take shots, and if you hit that square, the buzzer goes off, and you get a point.
Right.
And I absolutely love this game.
Yeah, it's an incredible game.
It takes so much physical exertion.
I know. I mean, I'm physically wiped out every time I play this thing, because you have to, before the game starts, you gotta get out there on the court and get in to the bumper car.
Right.
And then once the game's over, you've gotta find time to get out and leave.
The ball doesn't pick itself up.
That's right. You've gotta reach down sometimes. So, it's probably maybe a little less exertion than bowling, perhaps a little bit more than pool, and about the same as table tennis. But, it's definitely, you know, for people that are into cardiovascular, it's a really good way to work that off.
I like to get out and just work out a little bit, and that's what I do, play whirlyball.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty good.
You are. You're real good. I like when you just post up in the lane.
And dude, this is not a ticket-sponsored event or anything. It's not a paid appearance, but I'm getting a whirlyball game.
I hear.
Today.
This is what I hear.
You backed out of it.
I'm sorry. You're out.
But we're going to play today in Plano, and if you think you have what it takes, bring it out to the whirlyball rink tonight at 5:30.
Or do you want to take calls and have winners do it?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, wait, hold on. Let's see if Bryce is interested. Bryce, you're on the morning AM program.
Hey, good morning, guys. Two quick comments for you. First of all, the ghost character, worst character in the history of the ticket.
Wow, that goes against the grain of the five people who hung up on it earlier.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty much staying consistent with those guys. actually, the whirlyball is the opposite. Whirlyball is pretty cool. I've played that before. It's a very fun thing to do with a group of people. It's not real expensive, and I recommend it.
Dude,
there you go, Bryce.
Bryce, I'll see you in Plano at the Whirlyball of Parker and Independence at 5:30, my friend, because we need a few extras.
Hey, that's a good way to pick up chicks, too. There's a lot of hots just lounging around at the Whirlyball place.
You know, this is just shows how lame I've gotten. You know, as you well know, I had my bachelor party at Whirlyball.
Yes. I had mine there, too.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
What?
And then we had it at your house.
Oh, that's right. You went to my you had a whirly ball at my at you played.
We had my bachelor party at your house.
I remember that. Did we play whirly ball that night too?
Yes.
And then we played whirly ball for mine and went back to my house also.
Yes.
Wow, we had matching bachelor parties.
We are so gay.
Wow. So is it?
But I had the DOC at mine.
I invited.
He still regrets that, by the way, because I call him and ask him for favors. He's like, I don't know you, Skin.
No, he came with 43 people. I invited him to come out. He came with 43 people. And they were putting coals out on my floor. Put cigarettes out on my table out back. I still got burn marks on my table. So, anyways.
Wait, look at the line.
Is it gay to want to play whirly ball? I mean,
competitive. It's a competition.
I asked Bob and Dan if they want to play. Kevin Scott's going to play. Groobs is going to play. But I asked Bob and Dan, and I fear that they would bring it up as a segment because it is kind of gay.
No, it's not gay at all.
If you don't know what it is, I don't think it's gay, but I could see how it could be perceived as being gay.
It's like this. That's like saying, hey, is competition gay? I don't know. It's a sports station. I mean, it's a game, and people compete, and it's heated. And as you know, with our group of friends, there's a lot of cheating going on, especially if BL plays. You'll leave with bloody wrists.
But listen. I figured the timing of this thing, 5:30 to 7:30, doesn't interrupt your day. So you've got to tunnel out like Andy Dufresne through your Bed Bath & Beyond run, get out for an hour, sneak out. She won't even know you're gone. And then it doesn't interrupt your evening either because we're done at 7:30.
Right. You're on the cusp there. Let's go to an old buddy of ours. This is the guy that introduced me to Whirly Ball, DJ Theory. Hello, Theory.
Hello, not Rant.
That's our new name. What's up, homie?
Not a lot, guys. I'm just looking forward to the game tonight. Ready to get my Ben Kuman game on inside out, drain those threes.
Yeah, you play the game. He plays the game much like a point guard, DJ Theory does.
Dude, the last time I played with you, Theory, you hit a half-court shot. Do you remember that?
Yes, I did, but I still didn't win the game.
That's true. Okay, so OP1s, if you want to come out tonight, you will see DJ Theory, the man who invented the game. Let's go to Kevin. Maybe Kevin Scott, I'm not sure. You're on the Ben and Skin show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Kevin.
No, this is not Kevin Scott, but I wondered if you guys felt the same way I did when you played, that if you're at the far end, you never saw a shot you didn't like.
That's exactly right. And you know the key to whirly ball? As you get in, there's some whirly ball rats that right there at the spot, you know, and they are in competitive leagues. They are good, and they just laugh at the people having birthday parties and stuff. But go ask one of the guys that works there. Just go, hey, man, which is the fastest car?
Yeah.
And he'll hit you off, because if you get in the slow car, you are screwed.
Yeah, if you get in the slow car, you might as well not even play. But the another thing I recommend is before the game starts, there's some high school kid who probably sounds a little bit like this.
Play whirly ball.
And that's the referee. And what I recommend doing is before the game starts, go up to him and give him $20 and say, dude, do not call anything. We don't want to play with your stupid whirly ball rules.
Prison rules.
We want prison rules. Andy, you're on with Ben and Skin.
I like to pick up chicken whirly ball.
Okay.
Excellent call. That's the best call of the day.
I just killed myself.
Hey, it's the Fitz. Stand by. The next 55 seconds might just save your life. 74% of all Americans are afflicted by this terrible disorder, Agresco Consensus, commonly known as bad credit. This epidemic is sweeping our nation by storm. Look to your left, look to your right. Your father, your boss, your next-door neighbor. 3 out of 4 of you are infected. Your credit is your future. Protect it. Get your credit tested now. Log on. RepairMyCreditNow.com. It could be the most important decision you have ever made. We offer a free consultation and test results in 30 minutes or less, and all results are kept confidential. No one else has to know. This does not have to be a terminal illness. There is hope. There is a cure. RepairMyCreditNow.com. RepairMyCreditNow.com. Slow pays, no pays. Has your wife told you to hit the highway?
You better hit the
highway. Charge-offs, bankruptcy, repos. RepairMyCreditNow.com. Your credit is your future. Log on now. RepairMyCreditNow.com. It's the law. All items on your credit report must be validated or deleted. Log on now. RepairMyCreditNow.com. Your credit is your future.
Bob, put down the gas pump.
What? Who is that?
It is I, the ghost of Cars Past.
Yeah, right.
Here to take this gas-guzzling clunker off your hands.
What?
Don't look at the pump. The cost alone will scare you.
Okay, this is weird.
Bob, it's time for something more economical. So come check out the huge selection at Maritz Chrysler Jeep. They take pride in their exceptional customer service and the best price anywhere.
How do I get there if you take my car?
Follow me. We will trade it in. And while we're there, we'll pick up 2-for-1 tickets to the cutting-edge haunted house, plus a free pumpkin.
Does it turn into a Jeep?
No, it's just a pumpkin.
Oh.
Hurry while supplies last and see the full line of Chrysler Jeep cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the redesigned 2006 TT Cruiser and the all-new 7-seat Jeep Commander. Maritz Chrysler, 9101 Camp Bowie West in Fort Worth, or go to MaritzChrysler.com. Chrysler, inspiration comes standard.
Hey, Ghost, how can I follow you if I can't see?
Good point. Move over. I'll drive.
Hi, my name is Randy Essenberg, and I'm a divorce attorney here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. During a divorce, there's a lot of fear and uncertainty, and that's why there's no substitute for good legal advice during this time. Debts need to be divided, and property may need to be divided to ensure that you can have a stable future. Most importantly, if you have kids, you want to make sure you can have a secure relationship with them. That's why I invite you to click on the logo or call me at 214-630-1484. I've spent 20 years practicing law, handling divorces, and I understand what you're going through. I'm there to help. My consultation fee is $100, and I'll handle your divorce ethically and responsibly with you and your kids my utmost priority. Divorce is a time to rely on your family and friends, and I can be there to lead you through this difficult time.
If divorce seems to be the only solution, call Randy Essenberg, centrally located off 7th Freeway in Dallas. Call 214-630-1-HUG. 214-630-1-HUG. Licensed to practice the general practice of law.
You know, it's important to start your day off with a nutritious breakfast, and it's the same with the rest of your life. Get off to a good start by enrolling at your local Dallas Community College. Think of us as yogurt and granola for your future. To start the rest of your life off right, check out the hundreds of career-enhancing courses offered days, nights, weekends, and online at your neighborhood Dallas County Community College. Visit dccd.edu. That's dccd.edu. It all begins here.
Hey, you're listening to the radio online. But did you know, with the same internet connection, you could be earning college credit? Dallas Telecollege. Complete a degree, transfer credits, or get the skills you need for a promotion or new job. It's accessible through the internet, so classes are flexible with no on-campus requirements or set meeting times. Courses start all the time, and they're inexpensive too. Credit courses through the Dallas County Community Colleges transfer to all Texas state colleges and universities. Log on to dallastelecollege.dccc.edu. That's dallastelecollege.dccc.edu.
Don't sweat. If I score tickets, I'll take you.
Aw, you guys. Thanks. But I've known about this for a week now.
You have?
Sure.
Did you know Pamela Anderson's going to jump out of that cake?
Yeah, I knew that.
Okay, Pam, take five.
Okay.
Sorry, you just can't surprise me. I'm way ahead of you.
So you didn't know the new Kias from Maritz Kia in Fort Worth come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty?
Huh?
Yeah, and right now you can get $6,000 off MSRP and a free flip-down DVD player with a 2005 Kia Sedona EX.
Wow!
Plus, did you know a 2005 Kia Spectra LX starts as low as $10,995 and the Sorento LX as low as $14,995? And all come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Now that is the power of surprise.
I can't believe it. You got me. You bought me a new Kia.
Surprise! No.
Oh, well, I'm not surprised.
Hurry into Maritz Kia today and pick up 2-for-1 tickets to the cutting-edge haunted house, the world's largest haunted house, plus a free pumpkin while supplies last. See our ad in the Fort Worth Star-Telegram or visit MaritzKia.com for details. Maritz Kia, I-30 West and Las Vegas Trail in Fort Worth. Kia, the power of surprise.
Nobody can help you like Wells Fargo. With smart ways to prepare for year-end expenses, a Wells Fargo home equity account can be a great way to tackle everything, from remodeling to paying for college to consolidating your bills and lowering your monthly payments. There's even a rate discount when you make automatic payments from your Wells Fargo checking account.
But what about Thanksgiving dinner?
Too many carbs. Get to your next day for the Wells Fargo home equity account. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo today. Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A. member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The North Texas Stare-Off Championship, benefiting Children's Blind Olympics, is Sunday, October 9th at the Double Wide in Deep Ellum. Log on to www.stareoff.com for more details. A message from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ticket Sports News Now.
If long pass plays are the Cowboys' Achilles heel, how do you patch up Randy Moss? This ticker, a service of Indian Creek Golf Club and Dish Direct. Raiders are 0-3 on the season, but Moss has done his damage and could do a whole lot more tomorrow. Oakland coach North Turner has watched teams put several guys in number 18, and it just doesn't matter.
He's making plays, and he's
you know, he's making big plays, and he's getting a lot of attention from the defense, and he's still making, you know, getting his catches and getting his yards.
Cowboys will try to keep pace with the Silver and Black tomorrow at 3:15. Number 2 Texas kicks off college football action in Missouri this morning. Horns get back in the swing after taking last Saturday off. They'll let it fly in about a half an hour. A&M's got an early game, too, at 11:30, taking on 3-0 Baylor. And again, Kansas is also 3-0, but number 16, Texas Tech, hopes to beat them up tonight at 6, and that's when TCU hosts New Mexico. SMU, meanwhile, at Marshall at 3 o'clock. Check out the game right here. The pregame show is at 2:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The Rangers need to win tonight and tomorrow just to finish 500 on the season. It's Juan Dom and Jared Washburn this evening at 7:05. The Stars finish up their preseason with a home skate tonight against the Avalanche. Final exhibition tune-up with Marty Turco set to take the whole game between the pipes. That's the Ticket Ticker brought to you by DART, the Dallas Area Rapid Transit. DART State Fair Shuttle, the easiest way to the State Fair of Texas. Plus, you get a coupon for $2 off fair admission just for riding. Visit dart.org, State Fair, for all the details. Our next Ticket Ticker at 10:50, breaking sports news first. Guaranteed. I'm Pete Tenney, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin Saturday morning 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Chisel this on your medulla. Listen to the Musers Daily at 7:35 for the P1 Perfect Pair, and you can win big. Brought to you by StubHub, Expedia.com, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 10:35 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ben and Skin filling in for the Rops, much to the chagrin of rant fans everywhere. I apologize. But I encourage you to go see The Hadline. They're going to be at Boston's Gourmet Pizza this Thursday doing their presentation. That's October 6th from 3 to 7. Boston's Gourmet Pizza is at 1713 Crossroads Drive at 114 William D. Tate in Grapevine. You can register to win Ticket T-shirts and the Longest Yard DVDs. Now, this, of course, being the Adam Sandler version, which was so loved and embraced by the masses. They're going to be selling tickets on-site for the Gulf Coast Revival Show on October 1st at the Barley House, featuring Dan Paul Sorta, Flip 57, Chris Holt, and the Egos, which probably has some ticket folks in it. Tickets are $10, and all proceeds benefit the Red Cross and victim of the hurricanes. Music starts at 4, raffle at 8, dude, 450 dry ribs. Do not sleep. That's going to be The Hard Line at Boston's Gourmet Pizza, Thursday from 3 to 7. Coming up a little bit later in the show, we're going to preview your game watching for tomorrow. Of course, we have the games worth alienating your family for, and then we'll get full bore into Cowboys Raiders. We're also going to bring back Radio Pork. I've gotten a lot of feedback from people who don't know what Radio Pork is and haven't, in fact, given me feedback about it. So we'll get into that a little bit later, but I had a crushing defeat this week, and I know a lot of P1s in my age bracket, which is a very coveted demo, by the way, have experienced this same thing when they're, you know, if you're in a two-income family such as myself, the wife works. Well, we had a squid recently. Precious, precious little girl. 14 weeks old now, and the time has come for wifey to return to work. And so we had it all arranged that she returns to work this upcoming Wednesday. Now, my wife is not, she's not like career ambitious, she's family ambitious. She wants to be a stay-at-home mom, she wants to raise kids, that's what she's into, that's what she wants. Just unfortunately, we're not in a financial position to do that right now. But the hardest thing for people that are into that, obviously, is letting go of your kid. And of course, you hear all sorts of daycare horror stories. And, you know, as you know, babies are always sick, and you put your baby with other sick babies, and chaos ensues. Now, most people I know have two-income families and have to leave their baby at a daycare place. But we thought we had the ideal situation. And that was...
TV?
Yeah, we had a TV. And
just right in front of the TV.
Yeah, and I put just... We were going to put, like, a little bucket of water right by the TV so she could, you know, like, lick it or something if she was getting parched. It was going to be a good deal. But then, you know, CPS found out, so we had to figure out another situation. And we had a retired lady. She was 60s.
Hot.
Yeah, very hot. Gilfy. She was in her mid-60s, a retired Israeli lady, and she was going to keep our baby.
Or an exotic DSO.
Right, right. With her daughter.
Right.
Her daughter, you know, an adult now and actually has a gang of kids. And so we had arranged this back in June before we actually had the baby. All set to go. Ideal situation. It was right around the corner from my wife's work. She could go over there during her lunch break. It was going to be perfect. And I got my wife comfortable with this. We went over there and met him. She was okay. You know, I don't want to do this, but this is a situation that I can dig on. So I call about a week and a half ago to just kind of lay the groundwork. And it was a little alarming when they didn't know who I was. I thought, okay, this is not positive, but I can certainly fight through this. And so there's a long, long silence, and okay, let me check if we can still do it. I thought, that doesn't sound encouraging. So the older lady got back to me and said, okay, yeah, we can do it. My daughter's on board, so call my daughter. So I called her. She didn't know who I was. And she says, yeah, we're in the middle of this big family thing right now, so call me on September 27th. And we'll get it all lined out. September 27th, I think, was Tuesday or whatever. I call her. Doesn't remember me. Then when she does figure out who I am, she calls me Josh.
Okay. And you're still trying to make this happen?
I'm still trying to make this happen.
No. Aborted at this point.
Yeah, no. What I'm saying is when I call her, I'm like, are you going to be keeping our baby? She's like, yeah. We've got it all worked out. No problem. It's like, okay, that's fine.
I'm already seeing enough signs to bail out, is what I'm saying.
Well, no, that's good, but the problem is what do you do with your kid if you bail out? I mean, we'd met these people. They had a good situation. You know, a lot of daycares aren't a good situation, and the daycares that are a good situation, if you're going to have a kid next year, you might want to get on the waiting list now. And those are daycares that you can feel comfortable leaving your kid with. The ones that are worth it, they have waiting lists. So it's like, okay, so what are we going to do? So then I immediately start pondering.
How much is it?
It's cheap. It's like $175 a week, which other daycares, you know, good ones are in the neighborhood of over three.
Ouch.
So I start thinking, okay, can we survive as a one-income family? And I start thinking, okay, what can we eliminate? What can we do? Can we get by? And I'm thinking, okay, we can get by, you know, for 5 to 6 months, half a year, before it starts getting to be a real pinch. Do we want to run through our resources in order to do this? So I call my sister, who's a child psychologist and is tied in with all these people, so she starts running the gamut, coming up with places. And fortunately, she dug up. I mean, when I talked to her originally, she found this person for me, but this is like back before we had the baby, 3.5 months ago, she was like, yeah, you should have been doing this 6 months ago if you want to find a good place. So I'm thinking, okay, I've got less than 4 days here to put this thing together. And we lucked out and we found a place that had one spot open because, you know, they want a certain ratio of
babies.
Yeah, it's a William Bennett thing.
Hey, let me ask you this. What is the break-even point? What is the amount that you have to spend, in terms of your wife working,
mm-hmm.
what income does she have to eclipse to make it worth paying for the child care?
I think it's, I don't know that it's a set number. I think what it comes down to is what is your budget. You know, if you have a certain amount of your budget allocated that your wife pays for on the bills, certain amount of bills that she's responsible for, when she, you know, went for extended leave, I cut her financial responsibility way, way, way back and took on more financial.
Do you drop 20 a year on the child care?
Well, that's
what it is, or
it depends. You drop 20 a year if your wife can make 40 and you have 20 of bills for her to pay. You see what I'm saying?
I've always heard that a lot of housewives use the rationale that, hey, we're saving money because, yeah, I could go out and make 25, but we'd pay 25 to have someone else raise our kid.
There's no, as far as I know, there's no tax write-off for being a housewife. There's a tax write-off for child care. You can write that off. So you get benefits in that. Plus, depending on how much more she makes than what you're spending on child care, obviously that goes to bills or savings or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I started thinking, okay, we can do this. We can grind it way, way, way back and then, you know, give me about 6 months to reassess the situation. But do we want to, because I fear the economic ramifications of the damage of the hurricanes, the last two hurricanes have done. I think gas prices, I don't think people realize how bad it's about to get. Because I know a lot of people in that business, and a lot of those people are on like 12%, 15%, 18% allocation of what they normally get fuel-wise.
Spend the night with a bottle and a pistol?
Yeah. Well, I mean, but not in a sexual way. I mean, like in a depressing way.
Oh, what's that?
I don't even know. I don't even know we're on the air. So basically, now I've got to get, and the thing, you know, the reality of it is I would rather my wife be at home with our kid. I think anybody would rather have their own family taking care of their own kid. But is it worth getting yourself into the just darkest financial corner?
I just can't figure out what the break even is.
Well, it's arbitrary.
You know, what do you spend per year on daycare?
Well, if you spend
3 a week, you say you spend 12.
Yeah, if it's one set, let's just to do the math, since we're not good math people. let's just say 200 times 54, so that's 10,400. Is that right? 10,400 a year on child care.
I think.
Is that right? Is that the right math?
If that's
52 times 10, carrying the 4 and the 5. Yeah, I think it's 10,000.
On air math. That's
yeah.
Excellent.
Thanks. Where's Norm?
If that's the case, then I think that, you know, surely, you know, like my wife, she, you know, she has her own business and
right.
she's been able to work that, but we'll see how it goes when we have a kid. But, yeah, if it's only, if you're only dropping, 10 grand for baby, for daycare,
right.
it makes sense for them to keep working because you can net an additional 15.
Right.
If they, even if they just had only make 25 grand,
right.
you can net that additional 15 grand.
Plus the 10 grand
in taxes.
Tax
yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. So,
but the thing is the hard sell is who are these people we're leaving our baby with?
And why don't they know who you are?
And why don't they know who you are? I mean, we got rid of them. We got rid of them, obviously, because they still offered to keep her a certain time period. I was like, yeah, you know what? Not so much.
Yeah.
But fortunately, you know, my sister got out there and started beating the bushes, and something good fell out of it. Because, you know, you have certain child to teacher ratio, and one baby in this one really good school near where my wife works was getting ready to be moved up to the next level, so we were lucky enough to slide in.
Mm-hmm.
So we lucked out.
Is that Marge Johansson?
That is Marge Johansson.
Man, she's a sharp baby. I've been watching her.
She's
got potential.
You know what? She's not the kind of baby that will try and take a square and put it in a round hole.
She's in third grade.
Yeah. No, she's not a baby in third grade.
What?
Yeah, those are 10-year-olds.
Those happen.
They do, because Gary Coleman. Yeah, Gary Coleman and Emmanuel Lewis, all examples of that.
Hey, let me call on a ghost spirit just to see what type of voice they have.
They have a voice like this one.
Coming up next, Radio Port.
Make Fido feel like one of the family. The Ticket Family. With the Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, October item of the month. It's a red and white dog collar and leash, embroidered with the name of America's favorite radio station. If your pet gets lost, no worries. Some kind person will realize that this pet's owner is a P1, and he or she will be returned to the mothership and eventually home safe and sound. Sniff out theticket.com and order the dog collar and leash set for only $15. From the station that likes to keep our pitch on a leash, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The good people at Centennial Fine Wine and Spirits would like to remind you that all the hoopla regarding wine lately is not a recent phenomenon. In fact, Roman emperors often relied on advisors to make sure they had the right wine for each meal, a much more enviable position than, say, the royal food taster, who was lucky just to survive each meal. Nowadays, they're Centennial. Centennial's experts devote their time to researching the world's best wines so you don't have to. And they understand that while you want the perfect wine for the occasion, you don't want to have to pay a king's ransom to get it. So you never again have to pick wine from the supermarket shelf unless you have a little of the food taster in you.
You could win an incredible trip for two to the Napa Valley Wine Country. Quickly open your browser, click on Centennial, and sign up for the Buyer Plus card. You'll be automatically entered to win, and you'll save every day on many of your favorite beers, wines, and spirits at Centennial. CentennialWines.com.
As a recreational cyclist, I really enjoy getting exercise and biking with my family. But when my glasses are covered in sweat and sliding down my nose, or my contacts dry out from a slight headwind, cycling just isn't as much fun. That's why I call Booth Eye Care and Laser Center. The staff was very helpful, and Dr. Booth's experience was exactly what I was looking for. After my Wavefront Custom View Intralasic procedure, I can see 20/15, and not only do I enjoy cycling more, almost every aspect of my life has improved as well. And thanks to an incredible financing plan, my new vision was more affordable than I ever thought it could be. I even used my Flex Plan dollars to cover part of the procedure. My great vision is a dream come true, and I owe it all to Dr. Booth.
Don't live another day with the restrictions of corrective eyewear. Call Booth Eye Care and Laser Center today for your free screening. 214-328-0444. Learn more online at boothwithanelasercenter.com. That's 214-328-0444.
Boo.
What?
I'm gearing up for my favorite season. Ooh, time to think of scary things.
Oh.
What's the scariest thing you can think of?
Ooh, buying a new car.
But that's not scary.
It's not?
No, not at Moret Chevrolet in Fort Worth. They make it easy. They take pride in their exceptional customer service and giving you the best price anywhere.
No hidden tricks or creepy salespeople?
No, not a one. Plus, you can choose from six different vehicles that average over 30 miles to the gallon, starting as low as
$89.95.
Even the largest SUV, the Suburban, averages a surprising 19 miles to the gallon.
Oh!
And if you still need to be scared, just drop by and pick up 2-for-1 tickets to the cutting-edge haunted house. It's the world's largest haunted house. What? A free pumpkin, right out of Moritz's pumpkin patch.
So there's no...
No ghosts or goblins. Just great deals at Moritz Chevrolet, 9101 Camp Bowie West in Fort Worth. Or go to MoritzChevrolet.com for details. Chevy, an American revolution.
So I guess I'll go back to thinking the second scariest thing now.
Which is?
Have you seen my mother-in-law?
Business bankers really get to know your business. That way they can get you the products and...
Is your life in shambles? Is your life ruined? Call Go Now, RepairMyCreditNow.com. Do not be taken advantage of any longer. No pays, no brains. Charge offs, bankruptcy, repos, we can handle it all. Call the strong arm doctor, RepairMyCreditNow.com. Did you know it's the law? All items on your credit report must be legally validated. If they're not, they gotta take it off. Therefore, that's what raises your credit report. Call me now, the credit doctor, RepairMyCreditNow.com. We will change your life. Quit letting them buzzers take advantage of you. Log on now, RepairMyCreditNow.com. Once again, RepairMyCreditNow.com. It's the law. They have to take out that stuff on your credit report if they can't legally validate it, therefore making that credit score shoot sky high. Call me now, the credit doctor. I will take care of you. I will love you and take care of your life and your credit future. RepairMyCreditNow.com. Don't let them take advantage of you any longer. Your credit is your future. Log on now, the credit doctor. RepairMyCreditNow.com. Hi, it's Fitz. What you just heard was not real. It was a dramatization. But credit is serious. Log on now, RepairMyCreditNow.com.
$2.
The other team has sacked our quarterback.
Perhaps it's time to sell the franchise.
Feeling like a team owner for a day? Priceless. There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there's MasterCard.
Use your MasterCard at participating gas stations, grocery stores, and restaurants such as Kroger and Chili's. Now through October 31st, and you're automatically entered for a chance to win MasterCard's priceless game day experience for you and 9 friends. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. PIN-based and international transactions not eligible. Ends 10/31/05. Open to legal U.S. residents. 18 or older. For rules and alternate entry details, visit DallasCowboys.com/schedule.cfm.
Breaking sports news now.
Dallas Stars final exhibition game tonight. This ticker is service of Booth Eye Care and Laser Center and Lone Star Pontiac, Buick, and GMC. American Airlines Center doors open to Colorado Avs. Puck falls at 7 tonight. Dave Tippett wants to keep Marty Turco in the net for all 60, but other vets like Brendan Morrow probably won't see the ice at all.
He probably could, but will he? Doubtful he will, even if he wants to, and he might want to. Same with Letts. I know Letts already wants to play, but if you can give him another 3 days, yeah. I don't see what the benefit of that is.
Finally, regular season hockey starts Wednesday. Stars home to the Kings. College football number 2 Texas about to get their game kicked off in Missouri. Mack Brown has Vince Young running the show, but has to watch out for the Tigers running quarterback.
Brad Smith is the identity of that team, and he's a great player nationally, and he's one of the best players in college football this year, and he nearly beat us last year here, and our guys remember that game well.
Kickoff just a few minutes away at Mizzou. Cowboys moved a little closer to Oakland after spending the week in Fremont and practicing in San Jose. They're up in Berkeley now getting ready for the game against the Raiders tomorrow at 3:15. Baseball, Rangers, and Angels again tonight, 7:05. Stars wrap up the preseason at 7, as we said, and FC Dallas in L.A. against the Galaxy tonight. Our next ticket ticker at 11:10. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Pete Kenny, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin. Saturday morning, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket reminds you that love is grand. Divorce is 20 grand.
Hello, people with radios. You're listening to Ben and Skin on The Ticket. It is Saturday, and we are happy to be here with you. We have talked a little whirly ball, talked a little daycare. Eventually, we're going to get into some more sports outside of whirly ball.
Is this a new character?
What?
This voice you're using?
It's my sick voice.
Is it? Are you sick?
Yeah.
I wish you hadn't made me drink down that stuff.
Oh, man, you loved it.
Awesome. Hey, shout out to that guy who called off air a second ago and talked to Jeron. We can't go on air with that, but
I just
kind of genius.
I just pictured the cat going, Okay, you don't need to recap what you've already done.
Why is your wife so involved in our show programming? I don't understand that.
But we are going to get into football. Wow, my voice is getting worse.
The show goes on. Coming up next, a 15-minute soliloquy from Ben.
At 11:10, we're going to get into games worth alienating your family for.
Kick ass.
At 11:30, we're going to discuss Cowboys-Raiders. But right now, it's 10:54.
Calm down, my selector!
One Minute's Junk is another man's signature segment. That's right, Blastmaster KRS-One, the teacher. Don't call it a bunch of crap from the internet. We call it Radio Force. And now here's Big Ben and Skinny. Dog.
Wow, that's my favorite intro of all time. Not, we've never heard that before. That's the debut.
You like that better than Hip Hop Paul singing
Ben likes
the fashion show.
Oh, wait, well, who's this?
Ben's
got a bloody nose.
Sing it as
the... How about the ghost sing that on top of pleasure?
Oh, I'm confused, panic.
Hey, okay, hey, let's play that intro again. I want to hear that again. That's genius.
Can you start that intro over again?
Oh, never mind.
No, not that. Let's just carry on with Radio Port.
All right. Why don't you go first? Because I didn't prepare.
Okay.
In that 7 minutes that we just had.
Okay. Okay. Here's what I want to do. I need you to get the. We're gonna replay this. This was played on the air.
Stop this music. It's confusing me. Thank you.
It was very busy. Nice. Okay.
I thought we were playing S1 today. Anyways, what happened to S1? You hate S1?
Well, I had a bed going with Radio Port.
Oh, this is part of the intro?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be on every time.
Every time. Oh, and it gets louder as the segment goes on.
I can't even handle it.
Okay, we're going to play... this was played yesterday on the air, but I felt like we just had to get into this. And that's Big Bill Bennett, who, fresh off of a duet with Kanye West, this is the former education chief for the Bush-Reagan administration. Or I guess that'd be Reagan-Bush administration. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid and other Democrats on Thursday demanded that former Education Secretary William Bennett apologize for remarks on his radio program linking the crime rate and the abortion of black babies. Mr. Bennett responded that the comments made Wednesday on his Morning in America show had been mischaracterized, and that his point was that the idea of supporting abortion to reduce crime was morally reprehensible. So why don't we get a little bit of what Big William Bennett said on his radio program? Fire that one.
It is either because, first of all, I think there's just too much that you don't know. But I do know that it's true that if you wanted to reduce crime, you could, if that were your sole purpose, you could abort every black baby in this country and your crime rate would go down.
Wow. That's a shocker.
So would the NFL rushing staff.
Okay, let's break this down, shall we? He's basically saying that genocide would reduce a crime rate. That's basically what he's asserting here. Now, do you have that other part of what he went on to say? This is supposed to...
That would be an impossible, ridiculous, and morally reprehensible thing to do, but your crime rate would go down. So,
okay, so what he's saying, he's not saying that... I mean, let me ask you this question, Ben. Do you tell me if you agree with this? If we're going to talk about things that are morally reprehensible, would you agree that the crime rate would go down if we aborted all white babies?
Yes.
Would you agree that the crime rate would go down if we aborted all Hispanic babies?
Of course. It's, just by
just numbers,
the amount of people.
Would you agree that the crime rate would go down if all people died instantaneously and there were no more people left on Earth?
Yes.
Okay.
What about all male babies? There's any way to look at that, you know? Do you know what he was talking about, by the way?
No, I don't.
There's a book out. It's called Freakonomics.
That's what I was talking about.
It links things like that, and it actually has a whole chapter on that.
Okay, but that's idiotic.
It's not race, but yeah, the point.
Then why does he say black baby?
Yeah, he doesn't get it right. At all, obviously.
I think it's good that that guy was once the education chief of the United States. He somehow didn't get what I guess his reading comprehension is really low.
His racism just seeped into the whole argument.
That's what I'm saying, man. It's like his filter is broken. It's just insane. Why would you say something like that? And then to come back with, look, that's morally reprehensible. I'm just saying, though, if we killed all of them, I mean, come on, wouldn't it work? It's the dumbest thing I've ever
heard.
Yeah, I think I've just had people tell me about this, the book Blink, and this whole Freakonomics thing. And I think what it's about is it's a pretty cool book that just makes you think about things in a cool way, in a different way. And it had nothing to do with racism, but I think they were doing a study that showed that teen crime was getting way out of hand. And you know, I'm doing a bad job of telling you what this is because I haven't read it, but teen crime was getting way out of hand, and it was about to be an epidemic, and they didn't know what they were going to do. And then right at the point where once abortion had been legalized, the kids that were aborted that would have been teenagers, right then that teen crime dropped off. Mm-hmm. And so those kids that wouldn't...
Was there that massive amounts of abortion?
I don't know.
Because usually, in terms of abortion being legal, usually if the assertion is that people that are in low-income situations are more prone to crime, which there's been several studies to link poverty with crime. That's a pretty common thing in all different types of societies. If that's what they're going for there, usually those people can't afford the abortion clinic. I mean, I'm assuming this is hyper-conservative, man. That seems to go in contrast to the assertion that low-income people have a lot of babies so that they can get more welfare. Doesn't that seem to contradict that?
I don't think it was income-based as much as it was... just a family that wasn't ready to provide the life that a baby would need, or the love, or to be able to raise a baby the right way. Maybe they're a drug family or whatever. That, regardless of how much money they had, I think that's what the assertion of the book was. I think that's what they were trying to show.
Ill-prepared parents directly relate to raising criminals.
Right.
Okay, let's go. I think this guy thinks he has it within context. I believe my screen's messed up. I think this is Tim in Rowlett. Tim, you're on with Ben and Skin.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, dude.
Hey, this thing is really out of context, because if you actually played the whole call the gentleman was talking about, not Mr. Bennett, but the caller was talking to Mr. Bennett about how we would have more revenue for Social Security if we didn't have abortion post-1973. And so he was saying, no, that's a ridiculous argument, because let me give it to you this way. And he actually turned around and said, see how ridiculous that argument is.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't have anything to do with, you know, aborting black babies or anything like that. He was actually saying, this is how stupid your argument is about Social Security. Let me turn around and see if it's, you know, sounds makes a lot of sense this way. So I mean, he just turned it around and just made it just as ridiculous the other way. He's not racist at all.
Did you actually hear the show, or did you just hear a replay of it?
I did not hear the show, but I did hear the entire call. I mean, it takes about 3, 4, or 5 minutes to actually go through it. But mm-hmm. I mean, just one little sound bite. You know, yeah, it sounds like it, but you know, you play the whole thing.
Right.
It's out of context.
And it is a soundbite world, and you can get screwed up. Hey, thanks for calling, dude. Let's go to, let's go to Dave. You're on with Ben and Skin.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, well, first of all, you described it as genocide, and you can't say that because as it's defined legally right now, it's not the killing of a human being. So you can't really say that.
Isn't that a wholly separate abortion argument?
Well, true, but you said he's basically advocating genocide for the elimination of crime. But,
okay, well, hold on. I must have misspoke. I guess what I was asserting then is I thought genocide was the elimination of a race, and if you indeed abort all black babies, is that not genocide?
Well, okay, I see your point. But don't tell me you guys are missing his point in terms of just saying, for example, let me give you a corollary.
Okay.
If someone says, okay, if you want to reduce car theft and that's your sole purpose, you can just make stealing someone's car not illegal. And then you can say, hey, we don't have a car theft problem. And just using a ridiculous example.
Mm-hmm. Or you could just eliminate all cars. Hey, if there's no cars to be stolen, then there's no car crime.
Exactly. And the equivalent would be what a lot of the media is doing, is running with that and saying, hey, this guy said let's make car theft not illegal.
Right, right.
He's just saying, no, this would be horrible, be morally reprehensible. But if you're just looking for simple, in terms of no-brain solutions for something, if you just did that, well then, you know, obviously a crime rate would go down. But he was using that to illustrate why you wouldn't want to do that.
Okay, hey, thanks for calling, Dave.
Okay, thanks.
Dave.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I was just blindsided by this. I hadn't heard about this at all. But just hearing him say that seems like it wouldn't be something you would ever want to say, ever, no matter what.
Yeah, and the thing about it, too, is okay, it's like, what's the motivation behind something? Or what do you think is seeping around in that person's subconscious? I don't know William Bennett, man. I'm not saying the dude's racist. But it's almost like, okay, the filter's off. Here's what's going to come out. Why does it have to be black babies? Well, one of the reasons he said black babies is because, and I'm, again, I didn't hear the call before, but a high crime rate within the black community. I mean, that's opening up a whole other can of worms. He would have been much better off to say, hey, we could kill all people or we could abort all people, and then we probably the crime rate would go down. But that's a ridiculous thing. But he racialized it, and that just opens up to other things within the. And you know what? And again, to me, I think that's better than the political correctness that exists, where you have just so much fraudulent doublespeak and it's just crap. Because what happens is the reality of the way people actually interact with each other in the world and the reality of everyday life, it's not representative of what's on sound bites. And it's not representative of the way people in mass think about each other. And it whitewashes the whole race issue that never gets dealt with. It's kind of crazy. You want to take one more of these calls, Benny Boy?
Yeah, let's go to Dan.
Okay, Dan, loves the media. You're on with Ben and Skin.
Hi, Ben and Skin. How are you guys?
What up,
Dan? Hi, Dan.
All right, my first point is in support of the caller that actually heard the entire call, and my point is really media power. If I had turned on the radio for the first time and heard this segment by Mr. Bennett, I would have just thought, what an idiot. Nobody argues the fact that it was a stupid point to compare to, but when you guys, just like TV news and everybody else, can just take bits and pieces of it without the clear context of the entire call, then Mr. Bennett is just one of these guys that's going to burn in heck for it because everything is just completely taken out of context. Now, I'm not saying that it wasn't the right thing to say because I just think it was a stupid point to compare to, but as a Hispanic minority, he's talking about me too when he makes the very point, and I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, okay, no, again, I was just blindsided by this, and I hadn't even heard about it, and that's all I'm saying is that it's what a stupid thing to say. I didn't hear the whole call. I don't know the whole context of what he was saying, but it just, to me, based off what I have heard, that sounds like just a ridiculous thing to say.
Yeah, and also, I mean, I'm using it in conjunction with the article that's in the Dallas Morning News Friday. It's on page 16A. I mean, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but that and within that same thing, you know, we played a little bit of where he went on to say, hey, it's morally reprehensible. I guess what I'm just talking about is more shocking is just what's floating around in the subconscious. And bear in mind, Dan, I think, just said that he was Hispanic. He wasn't talking about you, Dan. He specifically singled out black people within that comment. So there's a little more to it than that. But the thing he brought up about, hey, it's the soundbite culture, the media culture, he's exactly right. And that's very true. And the thing that I thought was so great about the Michael Moore movie, the Fahrenheit 9/11, whether or not you believe in his politics or don't or whatever, is people were like going, oh my God, this is so biased, as if documentaries beforehand weren't biased.
Right.
I mean, it's just so naive. Everything that you consume is biased. Unless you're looking at just raw footage that someone has shot over a 48-hour period that's unedited, however, that is biased by the way the camera's pointed or whoever shooting decides what it is you're going to see. Everything that you consume is biased. Don't be fooled into whatever news you read or whatever thing you see on TV. Hey, that's the news. That's the news the way someone is presenting it to you. It's always that way. And people live in this fantasy shell of, you know, well, this station is more biased than this. Bull. Everyone's biased. Everyone presents to you through their own filter. And that's the reality of the situation. And that was a more political radio pork than normal.
Yeah, I didn't prepare for that.
Do we have some sex stories we want to cram in right quick?
No.
I got this thing about twin gynecologists, like that movie Dead Ringers by, what's that guy, Cronenberg.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, good. Coming up next, football games that you want to alienate your family for, right here on the ticket.
The winning is beginning in the B1 Perfect Ten.
Sandback burrito, Lisa Pettigrew is the winner. That is terrific.
Get two squares, match a perfect pair, and win.
All right.
Lisa, that's great. Congratulations. And every contestant gets a pair of cowboy tickets.
Great.
Register Tickethead cardholders are qualified to play four times daily. Ticket match two squares, and you win what's on the other side.
People really do win.
People do win. The P1 Perfect Pair. Brought to you by StubHub, Expedia.com, and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Ticket.com.
Sports Radio. Hers at GM is giving everyone the employee price. It's a great deal.
And now there's a way you can keep that employee price on a GM car, truck, or SUV long after the incentive ends. Oh, and make some big money, too, because of growing sales. Reliable Chevrolet needs sales associates, and they're looking for you. Reliable Chevrolet is Dallas's number one Chevy volume store, with huge inventories of new and pre-owned vehicles. No experience is necessary, and Reliable Chevrolet offers paid training, guaranteed pay, 401k, health insurance, paid vacation, incentive bonuses, and more. If you're tired of the same old job and want a career with big income potential, then call Reliable Chevrolet today for more information and to set up a personal interview. 972-952-1500. 972-952-1500. Make money. Enjoy your job. And lock in that GM employee pricing forever. Reliable Chevrolet. No games, no gimmicks. Only real deals provided by real people. Join them today. Call 972-952-1500.
Hey, P1s, when you're ready to rock out, throw yourself a bone.
I like to eat.
No, you don't gnaw on this bone. It's Sports Radio 1310, the Ticket's little sister station, appropriately outfitted and looking real good in a black concert t-shirt.
93.3 The Bone. Rock harder.
AC/DC. Metallica. Van Halen. Rush. No, they don't play Puff Daddy, but you will get to hear some ZZ Top.
All right! Got me on the pressure. Got me on the pressure.
You'll also hear great bands like Aerosmith, Led Zeppelin, and Guns N' Roses. Listening to The Bone is kind of like rocking out at the arena before the game, only you get to hear the whole song. Cool. Your rock and jock combo, 93.3 The Bone, and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
The Ticket!
The good people at Centennial Fine Wine and Spirits know that while some folks enjoy the taste of their favorite spirits unadorned with complimentary flavors, others venture into the world of the Cosmo Kramer, Blue Voodoo Rita, and the Cocotini. That's why Centennial offers a world-class spirit selection and all you could ever want to shake, stir, or blend into them. So go ahead, try your hand at a whoop, there it is, or not.
Win an incredible trip for two to the Napa Valley. Open your browser, click on Centennial, and sign up for the Buyer Plus card. You'll be automatically entered to win, and you'll save every day on many of your favorite beers, wines, and spirits.
The good people at Centennial would like to offer this bit of beer advice. Branch out. About 40 billion gallons of beer are produced each year worldwide. We'd like to think you could find the bulk of that in our stores, considering the more than 350 beer brands Centennial carries. After all, in the words of Ben Franklin, beer is proof that God loves us and wants us to be happy. Wise man.
I'm Officer Smith. I'm going to have to ask you to step out of the vehicle, please.
My life is a wreck.
Well, I have some great news. I was able to save thousands of dollars in interest by having my credit repaired at RepairMyCreditNow.com.
What?
Thanks, RepairMyCreditNow.com. Hi, it's Fitz. And what you heard just a second ago was me acting like a police officer. No, I might have fooled you, but this is real life. RepairMyCreditNow.com. Is your life a wreck?
RepairMyCreditNow.com.
Slow pace, no pace. Has your wife told you to hit the highway?
You better hit the wreck.
Charge offs, bankruptcy, repos.
RepairMyCreditNow.com.
Your credit is your future. Log on now.
RepairMyCreditNow.com.
It's the law. All items on your credit report must be validated or deleted. Log on now.
RepairMyCreditNow.com.
Your credit is your future. Look to your left. Look to your right. Your father, your boss, your next door neighbor. 3 out of 4 of you are infected. Your credit is your future. Protect it. Get your credit tested now.
Log on. RepairMyCreditNow.com.
That's a much bigger fish.
Hello. This is Belvedere Vodka and The Beautiful Life. Today we're discussing how to survive a shark attack. At first blush, the subject has seemingly nothing to do with Beautiful Life. But one never knows when one may be swimming off one's yacht in shark-infested waters. 1. Hit back. If a shark attacks, hit it with anything. A martini glass, a bottle of Belvedere, a swimming companion, anything. Hit the offending shark in the eyes or gills. Contrary to popular belief, hitting the shark in the nose will only piss him off. And research tells us it is not a good idea to piss off a shark. 2. Keep hitting. Sharks enjoy being on the offensive. That's why the sharks... So it's best to put the shark on the defensive by hitting him as often as possible. Now pour yourself a Belvedere. You have survived a shark attack and may continue living the beautiful life. Research tells us one is less likely to live the beautiful life if one has been eaten by a shark.
Indulge moderately. Belvedere Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, distilled from rye, Millennium Import, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Get your tailgate party on with a brand new 2005 Nissan Frontier XE King Cab at just $17,320. That's right, just $17,320 for a brand new Frontier pickup. And we'll throw in a great tailgate grill when you buy this weekend. But remember, the Grubbs Nissan tailgate party and the bottom line model year-end clearance both end soon. Family owned and operated. Grubbs Nissan on Airport Freeway in Bedford or at GrubbsAuto.com.
Real prices, no games, just the spoilers, Grubbs.
Model number 13215, two or more at this price. Sports news first, guaranteed.
The division champion Angels in town to close out the Rangers season. Texas must win the last two to go 500. This ticker, a service of Jack Daniels and the American Airlines Center. A chance to go 500, but Buck had much more in mind for this year.
We're going to end up 8 to 10 games different than last year, it looks like. And you know, I can sit here and think of 15 or 20 games that we were just one little play away.
Randy Johnson and Tim Wakefield will square off to unknot the tie in the East. The Red Sox and Yanks from Fenway. That game coming up at 12:20. Another playoff spot on the line when the Rocket goes on the hill for the Astros this afternoon. He'll throw against the Cubs' Jerome Williams. Houston is now up only a game in the wild card, one up on the Phillies. The Stars wrap up the preseason tonight, home to Colorado. It'll count Wednesday night when the Kings are here for the opener. The Cowboys thin in backfield experience against the Raiders this weekend, with Anthony Thomas expected to be inactive again tomorrow. Tyson Thompson and Marion Barber backing up Julius Jones. Kickoff in Oakland at 3:15. College ball, number 2, Texas at Missouri. The Tigers receive the opening kickoff. They have possession in the first minute of the game. Our next ticket ticker at 11:30, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Pete Tenney, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin Saturday morning, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Travels to Huntington, West Virginia to take on the Thundering Herd this afternoon. Rich Phillips and Craig Swan have the pregame at 2:30. Kickoff at 3 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
You're listening to Ben Skin, subbing in for The Rant. We're listening to S1. Let that roll, Jeremy.
That was me on the vocoder a second ago.
This is my second favorite beat on this beat tape. By the way, S1, local producer, much like Skin. I guess local because you guys live here, but you're doing things on a grand stage, big scale.
Yeah, there's a really good label out of the UK called BBE that just put out a record he did with a producer in Jersey, Illmind. It's called Art of One Mind, and it's got Ghostface from Wu-Tang on it, and Little Brother, and a whole gang of folks, and that's international, baby.
This is the guy.
You're listening to Pete Tenney come in to try and get our TV on so we can get UT Missouri.
But this is the guy that lives here in Dallas, and if you're wondering how somebody goes about putting together a demo or whatever, they listen to a series of beats. Producers, much like yourself, Skin, put out a beat CD, and people just come and grab them as quick as they can.
Circulate tracks.
These are happen to be very expensive beats. you and S1 and some of the producers in your ilk happen to have expensive beats because you've earned it.
Yes.
But that beat right there, I think, play that one again, man. Can you play that one again?
Do you want me to be on the vocoder again?
Yeah, get on the vocoder.
Okay, hey, put my vocoder on. Thanks.
Just rolls, man.
Yeah, I sound like Roger Troutman here.
But
Zap.
Soul Controllers at sbcglobal.net, and that's controllers with a K, two L's, and an A-Z. So check that out. But, man,
S1's incredible.
I love getting these beat CDs because, man, I just roll to them. And
what do you mean by roll?
I mean, just really just get
so dry.
Of course. Hey, Skin, I'm going to be playing Whirly Ball tonight at 5:30, and you're invited if you get out of your appearance.
I can't.
You can't?
No.
Whirly Ball, 5:30, plane will come join us. It's not a ticket function.
I've got to find daycare at 5:30.
We need people to come join us to get some Whirly Ball in. Skin, real quickly,
hey, Ben,
it's time to bring back one of my favorite segments.
Wait, hold on. Is this Texas, Missouri? Did you do this, Pete? Is that what it is? Because I'm seeing a chick on a couch. This isn't a porn, is it?
Looks like a commercial.
What you guys asked for?
Is a guy about to deliver a pizza? Okay. Is there a score in this thing yet?
6-0.
How come we can't work TVs, dude? We're
radio.
We're radio.
Do you guys really not have the Texas game on there?
No, it's a guy in pajamas, and he's doing oil change. This has got to be a porn.
This
definitely a poor. Okay. Oh, I see why trash. Yeah, this must be the test.
There you go. Again. Hey, Jaren, a little fanfare, please. Please.
Please start doing your job.
And now it's time for Which Von Erich Am I Thinking Of Now?
Oh, I love this game.
The dead one. All right, Skin, stop it. Which Von Erich Am I Thinking Of Now?
Oh, the chick that did the fight?
No.
Night.
No.
Okay, I'm out. Drawn? Fritz.
Yes.
Nice.
Okay, now let's
always go with Fritz. He's been thinking of Fritz.
Me. Let's move on.
Hey, you can take that call on the air, Ben?
Wow, I don't know.
No, I meant your cell phone.
Okay. Oh, see. Hey, Skin, before we move on to games to alienate your family for,
uh-huh.
I just want to share a little bit about, you know, my night last night.
Let's hear about it.
Well, I went out to Ram Wildcat Stadium.
Homecoming! I forgot, man. That's incredible.
I went to see Berkner play Newman Smith. Of course, Berkner rolled 43-23.
That's right.
Johnson brothers again, Justin and Josh Johnson just killed it.
The big Johnson brothers.
Berkner's now 5-0, much like your senior year when mm-hmm. you led Berkner to state as the quarterback.
No, that was a chest. Actually.
So big ups to Berkner High School.
Yeah, man. Big Johnson brothers. They're big Johnsons.
The following segment is brought to you by
Aaron Reinmiller.
Rohypnol. Every date's a great date with Rohypnol. And now with more on that, here's Skin.
Thanks, Ben. We would like to get into some games that are worth alienating your family for. And Ben has the master list. And so now with the master list, here's Ben.
Hey, people with radios. You know, looking at the NFL schedule, of course, man, my voice is terrible.
Do you want me to take this since your voice is terrible?
No, I'm going to fight through it.
All right. No. Out.
Bring the ghost in.
No, don't bring the ghost in. Unless we happen to be talking about Seattle, Washington, then I want to hear the ghost think.
Oh, he's getting nothing. Damn you, Jaren. Try to give you the ball and you fumble, man.
What you doing? What you doing? What you doing? Hold, that's a hold.
Texas is up right now, 7-0 over Mizzou. Looks like Brad Smith's getting his run on tournament. Hey, I think outside of the Cowboy game, obviously every Cowboy game is worth alienating your family for.
That's right.
The biggest game of the week, I think, for entertainment value is Philadelphia at Kansas City.
No doubt.
Both teams are 2-1. Both teams are supposed to have high-powered offenses. They've struggled just a little bit.
What the hell is Philly going to do with Donovan McNabb completely falling apart physically 3 weeks into this thing?
Man,
are we going old Detmer all the time? What the hell? There's no way he makes it.
I've watched all the Philly games, and I have become more and more impressed with Brian Westbrook.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's a running back. You know, he's a guy that
can catch it out of the backfield.
Yeah, you know, he might have 700 yards receiving on this 1 year. Might
right.
rush for 800.
Right.
That dude, and I didn't realize how much Philly tries to get him the ball. I mean, their number one objective is to get him the ball, and
right.
number two is T.O. I really
right.
think they try to get him the ball more than T.O. Of course, he takes handoffs and passes, but they will line Brian Westbrook, a running back, out as a wideout.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw him beating corners.
I saw
not
that
linebackers. He was beating corners.
I saw that play last week.
Yeah,
he got down. Did he score on that, or he got down inside the 10?
He got inside the 10.
Yeah, that was and that's the thing, man. Is they're going to more and more have to rely if they're going to roll with McNabb. You know, with he's got a sports hernia, he's got bruised ribs, he's got
crabs.
If they're going to roll with that, then they're going to want to hit. They're not going to want to do a whole lot of rolling out. They're going to want to do short little dinks and dunks and. They don't want him sitting in the pocket long enough to get lit up
because
he's one half-ass hit away from going down, and then it's fake BYU football in Philly.
Dude, I love their team.
Mm-hmm.
I love their team. L.J. Smith's coming on as a tight end. They got a lot of weapons. They don't have a number two receiver, but T.O. kind of makes up for that.
Right.
But if he can just stay healthy, if McNabb can stay healthy, he is so brutally banged up right now.
It's bad news.
But, you know, Kansas City, you know, it's not the same Priest Holmes. I guess he's 47 this year.
Yeah, so they're splitting the carries with him and Big LJ, right. Yeah. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But, you know, it's funny, man, is I always think of, you know, we're getting old now. We're 34 years old.
Yep.
And I feel old, and then when I see, you know, an athlete that I remember from when I was in college or whatever, because, you know, I flunked out of UT 25 times when Priest Holmes was there, and he wasn't even that big of a deal when he was there. And I'm thinking, damn, Priest Holmes is old, and he's coming off the injury. That does change things up quite a bit for them. I mean, they're still a potent offense, but you saw him, you know, I don't get, well, we may get in Denver, who cares, but, you know, that was a struggle last week. I thought that was a game that they were going to take care of business in, and after that showing last week, it kind of, you know, to me, cast a little bit of doubt on them.
Yeah. Yeah, it really did. Trent Green hasn't looked very good. I don't know. I'm worried.
He's playing with some, he's playing with like a shunt in his leg or something wacky.
But, you know, if you can, if both these teams can show up healthy, that's probably going to be the most interesting game. That one's at noon tomorrow, so check that one out. Philly at KC. That's definitely worth alienating your family for. I guess the other one we kind of talked about during the break would be Minnesota at Atlanta.
And that's really just because of the quarterbacks, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, Minnesota's been a huge disappointment. I mean, obviously, there's been much written said about life after Randy Moss, although Culpepper bounced back last week and had a really good game because his first two games were brutal. But any time, I don't care who they're playing, any time Atlanta's on, I'm interested just because you just never know what you're going to see with Mike Vick.
Yep.
I mean, even when he's playing crappy, there will be at least one spectacular play that will make an hour worth of viewing totally worth it.
Yeah, and Culpepper, you wonder if he's going to be the same guy without Moss, and he struggled initially, and then last week against the Saints, I guess, they did all right. But he was also getting a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to their line, but Atlanta led the league in sacks last year.
They got an awesome defense.
Culpepper's probably going to get his ass kicked. Oh, hey, by the way, have you been watching any Jacksonville games?
I've seen, you know, short segments here and there. I haven't sat down and watched the whole game. I do pull for them, though, because Jack Del Rio's their head coach. Any Cowboy connection I'm hard for.
I'm drawing a complete mental blank here, but their quarterback, big boy Leftwich, he is getting lit up.
Yeah, I know. Every time he flip over. But that happened to him last year, too.
I feel so bad for him. Now, he's a mountain of a man. I mean, he's massive back there.
He's hot.
And he looks like a defensive end back there playing quarterback. But, you know, he gets lit up every week. Every time you tune in, you're just going to get killed.
Yeah.
And he's limping down the field. And,
right.
That's fun to watch just for that. I would alienate my family to watch Denver at Jacksonville, maybe.
Yeah, I would, too. And I really do pull for Jacksonville. I enjoy them because I think Campo's their defensive coordinator now. So, and he's got a voice that sounds like yours right now. So that's another reason to alienate your family.
Obviously. Hey, did you pick Cincy to win it all in the...
I picked... my dark horse to get to the Super Bowl. I mean, I picked Philly to win it all, which I'm hating now because I think McNabb's going to go down. But I picked Baltimore as the surprise, as the Mickey Spagnuolo shocker, and they're not looking so good. I didn't think they were going to be doing the Anthony Wright thing. once Bowler went down, it made kind of a suspect out. I thought their defense would be better than it's been so far, and I hate myself.
Dude, what is up with Cincy, man?
They're a blast.
Going absolutely nuts.
I picked Cincy last year to be a surprise team, and they were kind of...
Shocker!
They didn't live up to my skin expectations. But, man, they're fun to watch because they got weapons. I mean, and to me, it's the same thing with, you know, like Detroit. You want them to put it together because they got so many weapons, but I guess Harrington sucks.
And we talked about the game that's an automatic alienate your family for. That's Dallas at Oakland. The Raiders are 0-3. I don't know that they...
best 0-3 team ever, Ben.
The Cowboys could easily be 0-3, and there's much to discuss there. So coming up next, we will get into the Cowboys-Raiders game next on The Ticket.
Hey, come to Sunday in the Mark Elfmeyer Show. It's very simple. Baseball playoffs around the corner. Cowboys, Raiders, Randy Moss. We're talking about that. College football, USC with a big game. They could fall from number one. Texas with a big game. We're talking everything, as always. Come on, what do you think? Sunday, 8 to 11 on the Mark Elfmeyer Show.
Sports Radio 13.
Bob, put down the gas pump.
What? Who is that?
It is I, the ghost of Cars Past.
Yeah, right.
Here to take this gas-guzzling plunker off your hands.
What?
Don't look at the pump. The cost alone will scare you.
Okay, this is weird.
But it's time for something more economical. So come check out the huge selection at Maritz Chrysler Jeep. They take pride in their exceptional customer service and the best price anywhere.
So how do I get there if you take my car?
Follow me. We'll trade it in. And while we're there, we'll pick up 2-for-1 tickets to the cutting-edge haunted house, plus a free pumpkin.
Does it turn into a Jeep?
No, it's just a pumpkin.
Oh.
Hurry while supplies last and see the full line of Chrysler Jeep cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the redesigned 2006 TP Cruiser and the all-new 7C Jeep Commander. Maritz Chrysler, 9101 Camp Bowie West in Fort Worth, or go to MaritzChrysler.com. Chrysler, inspiration comes standard.
Hey, Ghost, how can I follow you if I can't see?
Good point. Move over. I'll drive.
Some people say there's a lot of difference between listening to Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket and our sister station, Talk Radio 570 KLIF. But when you break it down, we're really not that different. You see, they've got Fox News, we've got E! News. They've got Dr. Laura, and we look at naked pictures of Dr. Laura. They've got Big Bill O'Reilly, and we've got Big Bill Dwayne Parcells. They have Daryl and Carlo, we have Donovan Miller. They love Bush, we love Bush. Jenna and Barbara, that is. They have Greg Knapp in the afternoons. George Dumb takes naps in the afternoon. We have breaking sports news first guaranteed. They have the latest breaking news and information guaranteed. 570 KLIF is like your own Cliff Notes version of today's headlines, so you actually know a little bit more than how to calculate a batting average in your head or how to spot a cover two on third down. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, and 570 KLIF. One knows sports, the other knows news. You decide.
So, you know you want to make a change to better vision, but how do you know which vision correction procedure is right for you? LASIK? Custom View Interlasik? CK? Crystal Lens? Your first step is a phone call to the Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center at 972-258-6400. We sponsor a complimentary vision seminar each Tuesday night. Call to reserve your seat at the seminar, and you will learn about the most proven technology and latest advancements. Dr. Tylock will also perform a live, custom-view intralasic procedure, so you can talk to a patient about what LASIK is really like. Then, to top it off, you get a $200 discount toward your LASIK procedure. So call today, and let the Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center take the confusion out of vision correction. Call 972-258-6400. That's 972-258-6400. Or visit us at Tylock.com. Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center. Let us make things perfectly clear for you.
Rock beats scissors. Scissors beats paper. Paper beats rock. Hello. This is Belvedere Vodka for The Beautiful Life. And today we're discussing that most beautiful game, rock, paper, scissors. A caveat. If you think this is a game of chance, you're a fool and will be beaten like scissors to rock. Hint, know the enemy. If your enemy leads with rock, he prefers brute force to strategy. Destroy him with cunning tactic. If paper is his chosen lead, he is a sneaky ferret trying to turn aggressive play against you. His strategy will, however, change if faced with losing. The specter of imminent defeat turns even the subtlest player into a rock-wielding troglodyte. If he is a scissors man, he combines the heavy-handed force of rock with the finesse of paper. You will need to be at your best to vanquish him. Celebrate vanquishing him with a Belvedere, the only vodka worthy of rock, paper, scissors, and the beautiful life.
Indulge moderately in Belvedere vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, distilled from rye, millennium, and port, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Monday, pick up the phone, and maybe next weekend.
You're listening to America's favorite sports station, Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Part of a family of favorites, like America's favorite country music station, The Ticket's big brother with a straw hat, 99.5 The Wolf. The Wolf's done made the family proud by winning the Marconi Award for Station of the Year. It's the home of the Bobby Mitchell Wake Up with the Wolf Morning Show, Amy B., Hollywood Henderson, Cody Allen, and Airwolf Traffic with Justin Frizzell. They've got a 50,000-watt stick with the best Texas country music this side of the Red River. So when you find yourself laying on your back with tears in your ears, crying over your last failed relationship, or maybe you just want to strap on some Support the Troops red-blooded Americana, feel better longer with some feel-good music from the Wolf's Pat Green, Jack Ingram, Charlie Robinson, and Robert Earl Keen. Remember your family of favorites, 99.5 The Wolf, and everyone's favorite drunk uncle, Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Because Southwest can still offer short-haul service out of Love and long-haul service out of DFW. We're just 8 miles away, but lots more convenient for all North Texans. After all, Southwest already flies out of busier airports like LAX and more expensive airports like Philadelphia. So why not do it here, in your own hometown? Keep short-haul flights at Love and bring long-haul flights to DFW. Hey, that's easy for everyone.
Southwest at DFW. Together we're stronger. For more information, visit keepdfwstrong.com.
When we say sports, you say now.
Number two, UT in Missouri. There's action underway on the gridiron this morning. This ticker, a service of Autoflex Leasing and Indian Creek Golf Club. Opening series, Texas linebacker Darren Harris returns a Brad Smith interception to the two. And the horns from there light up the board.
25, that'll be carried into the end zone, touchdown. Charles is a freshman playing in his fourth game. He has already scored 5 rushing touchdowns.
I call courtesy Gary Thorne on ABC. Number two, UT was up 7-0, but Missouri just ran the option down the field and tied up the ball game at 7 midway through the first. The Cowboys are in Berkeley getting ready for the game against the Raiders tomorrow at 3:15. Last time Dallas beat the Silver and Black was 10 years ago. Baseball, Rangers, and Angels again tonight at 7:05. The Stars wrap up their preseason play at 7. Home to the Avalanche tonight. FC Dallas is in L.A. against the Galaxy this evening, a team they'll probably face in the postseason. Our next ticket ticker at 11:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Pete Tenney, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin, Saturday morning 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Pack this in your memory chip. Listen to Norm Daly at 10:35 for the P1 Perfect Pair, and you can win big. Brought to you by StubHub, Expedia.com, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's 11:34 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ben and Scan filling in for The Rant, and we want to tell you about our good friend George Dunham. He's going to be at Colonial Bank. That is on October 6th. That's Thursday. He'll be there from 11 to 1 at Colonial Bank at Preston Road at Wade.
Yeah, that's
in Frisco.
Interesting. He's just going to be out there counting his money.
He's going to be showing dough.
He's going to be in a big glass case, and you get to see all of his money. So
that's right. And then when he's done with that, this is, of course, part of the Senior Source thing he's been doing. You come out, you make a donation to the Senior Source at Colonial Bank. They're giving away piggy banks so you can collect your spare change for the Senior Source. It's a real easy thing to do. You know, stop by every one of George's Senior Source appearances and roadshows to bid on great Donruss Sports memorabilia and a silent auction at Colonial Bank. And I love me some silent auctions.
Is there a nicer guy at the ticket than George? Although he doesn't ever come up in the voting.
Yeah, no,
he's the nicest human.
Yeah, really, to everyone but me. He's
easily.
No, he doesn't. But I love
you, George. George.
Why, when I heard Fernando, I went into Fernando voice.
George Dunham.
So go see Georgie on Thursday. Easily the coolest guy in the history of the world. Also, I want to plug a personal Skin gig. If you want to come hear me DJ, I'm going to be at the Black Forest Theater tonight for Erykah Badu's Prairie View Grambling After Party, and I do encourage you to come out and hear me spin wax. I know Grego's coming, so that'll be tonight. I encourage you to do that as well. Well, we were teasing us some cowboy action, because that is really all anybody cares about is cowboy action. And they are going into a situation tomorrow that absolutely sucks. When you go on the road and you play a good, high-scoring team, that is winless. They have no business being winless other than the fact that they had a really tough schedule to start the season. They're coming off the loss to Philly where Akers went out there. Both his legs had been amputated, yet he was still able to nub it and get that chip shot, and Philly pulls out the victory. And this is going to be a tough game. I think it's going to be a shootout. Both teams are going to light it up. But this is a tough game, man. I think it really sucks to have to go into that situation.
It really does. And, you know, the Raiders are a much better team than an 0-3 team. And I think they'll still have a great year, and they'll still get in the playoffs, and they'll get it all together. But they've had some tough breaks. Mainly, they've self-destructed. They're the most penalized team in the NFL. Seems like they are.
Yeah, nothing new there.
Every year. But I've, you know, watched some of their games, and they just get touchdowns called back.
Yeah.
And they've had a lot of scores called back, and it's just an absolute mess to watch them play, man. But, you know, this this game comes down to the fact that Randy Moss is the biggest deep play threat in the history of the league, man, I would have to say, dude. He is just nasty. Extremely dangerous.
If you were somehow involved in, if he played at Berkner where you've been calling plays,
yeah.
How many times a game would you just throw it up and let him go get it?
Many times.
Think about this. Let me ask you this. What if it was, that'd be stupid. But any third and long situation, I would just go downfield and throw it up, because if they pick it off, it's the same as a punt.
Yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't you just lob it up to him at least once a possession?
Moss has got to be licking his chops about playing Dallas. Cowboys have given up 8 plays of 20-plus yards after just 3 games. He's got to be licking his chops. He always destroys the Cowboys because he's heartbroken that Jerry didn't draft him. He wanted to be a Dallas Cowboy. And to me, you know, the Cowboys, their secondary has proven to be vulnerable, deep. And it's just going to come down to whether or not Keith Davis or Roy Williams most likely can just drop a monster hit. If you just knock him out and make him start thinking about that, that might work. But Roy was talking the other day, I heard him on the ticket saying you could never get a clean shot on him.
Right, because he's too elusive. I look for them to dominate with Aaron Glenn in that nickel package out there on that corner. I think that ought to be a great matchup for the Cowboys because, you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, let's get Terrence Newman in the slot, especially if there's a tight end there, because as long as we have Glenn out there, who's a small man, on the nickel package, I think everything's going to work out really well for the Cowboys.
Well, they're going to, you know, they're not going to put their midgets on him. They're going to go with Anthony Henry.
He better chase him and never leave his side.
You know, they talked about having to play T.O. twice and Moss, and you got a lot of big receivers on the Cowboys' schedule. That's why they got him.
Yeah.
So let's see what happens with that. But, you know, the Cowboys, what I'm liking about the Cowboys season is if Parcells had his way, the Cowboys would be running that conservatuna crap that's miserable to watch. They'd win every game 6-3 or 9-6, and it'd be a field goal fest. But because the Cowboys' defense isn't yet at the level that Parcells needs them to be to play his style of football, they've been forced to air it out. They're kind of like the number four offense in the NFL. They're putting up crazy numbers. They're an entertaining team to watch. They're scoring in the red zone, and I like that. I hope that the defense struggles just enough to where Parcells doesn't suck all the fun out of watching a Cowboy game.
Yeah, and I think part of the reason, too, why he's done that is because, you know, to minimize risk, the most amazing thing to me about the first three games is the limited number of times Drew Bledsoe's been sacked. That is a great sign of, one, they're calling the right plays, two, they're getting the pass protection, and three, he's making the right decisions. The knock on him coming in, we haven't really seen that materialize. You know, he had a couple of, you know, bad passes. Every quarterback has bad passes early in the game. The thing that's great is late in the game, he was awesome. In the fourth quarter, he was awesome when he had to be. So I think, you know, that's a really encouraging sign, as long as I think that's part of the reason why they're going, because he knows his defense isn't up to snuff yet. But it's like, you know, I don't want to make any mistakes. I don't want to make any mistakes. You know, Bledsoe gets sacked too much. You try to minimize that. But where they were in the situation, when you got to catch up, you got to catch up. You've got to open it up offensively. You can't nickel and dime it when you're down two scores, which they were for the majority of that game. And so you're right. It's a situation where they have to do it, and it makes for a much more enjoyable watch and a bigger payoff as a Cowboys fan. You want those scores up in the 30. That's the fun football to watch.
And I think that the Cowboys will once again be forced to open it up, because I just can't see Moss not getting 102, which is what he averages against the Cowboys through his career, 100 yards plus and two touchdowns plus per game.
And Oakland's got an old defense, so the Cowboys can score.
What I want to see from the Cowboys when they open it up is I want to see Peerless Price.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Patrick Creighton. I like what he brings to the table. He's shown to be the type of guy that you can trust. I just don't think he's a major play breaker. I don't think he's the kind of guy that's going to suck in the defense to where he's going to draw a bunch of attention and open things up for someone else. I've kind of seen it. I've seen the upside. I see what he has, and I like it. I like it. But I want to see Peerless Price. And, you know, Jerry, it was a gift Jerry gave to Parcells. And I want to see Parcells unwrap it and use it this week. And, you know, Peerless Price, he could be a huge factor for the Cowboys if they integrate him into the offense. And I'd just like to see him get a few more reps, throw him some balls. Let's see what he can do. And maybe he's been there long enough now to where they'll give him a shot this week.
I'm right there with you. And no offense to Creighton. I think we both think, you know, he's got a chance to be a solid contributor. But if you put Price and Terry Glenn on the field at the same time, you have Witten underneath, you have Jones coming out of the backfield. That's too much for a defense to account for. If you have with Glenn and Price that much speed on the outside, you're going to open up so much things underneath. It doesn't all have to be big plays. It's the threat of big plays that often, it's just like what the Cowboys will have to do defensively. The threat of Randy Moss' big play should open up some things underneath for Lamont Jordan's great at catching the ball out of the backfield. He's been really good at that. Those types of things happen when you have a balanced offense. And the Cowboys at this point, if they can continue to get this good protection, they've got a really balanced offense. I think, you know, there's been a lot of talk about, hey, Julius Jones has been getting all these carries, but he hasn't been able to, you know, really open it up yet. When are we going to see that? Well, you've seen a great passing game from the Cowboys in the first 3 weeks, and I think part of that is them accounting for Julius Jones. Eventually, it's going to work back the other way. When you have to pull your guys further off the line, then he's going to have more room to do his things. Early in the first 3 weeks, safety's been playing up close to the line on the Cowboys. That's why you've had the success with the receivers that you've seen. What about all this talk going into the season. Oh, my God, Drew Bledsoe and Keyshawn Johnson have no rapport. Then the season starts, and boom, Keyshawn's been great.
Yeah.
He's been dynamite. And so as long as they can avoid these injuries, get the protection, you've got a good balance. You should be able to move the ball.
People don't talk about Keyshawn enough. I'm glad you brought him up. We kind of take it for granted. Former number one pick of the draft, well, you know, way outspoken, written books about getting the damn ball and so forth. And you kind of, you know, the part of you that makes you root for the underdog, I think naturally kind of makes you root against him because he's right. Just so great and he's had everything, you know, he's so flashy about his style and so cocky and confident that you don't really root for him as much. At least I don't. I found myself in that trap. And I just want to send a shout out to Keyshawn.
Nice.
I know he listens to our show.
Special on his dedication.
It means a lot to him. And he called me before the break and was like, "Hey man, if you guys get a chance, just you know, throw my name out there. I want the public to know what I'm doing." But seriously, dude, he catches everything you throw in his direction. He takes the hits. He does the dirty work. He's one of the best blocking wide receivers in the league.
Mm-hmm.
I love having him on the Cowboys as a Cowboys fan. He gets it done. When's the last time you saw him drop a pass?
No, he doesn't.
And he makes
not when it counts.
And he makes the ridiculous catches, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, he'll keep his feet in bounds or dive or take a hit. I mean, dude, he's a great asset to have. Now it's time to continue to stretch the field with Glenn like they've been doing and add Price into the mix because that's just another threat. Creighton's a safe play. He's going to make a catch. But let's get Price in there, stretch the field. I like the way that the Cowboys are able to adapt. Like last week, they come out. Of course, you know, Julius gets a concussion, so that affected his running in the second half. But the first half was all about Julius running the ball and getting the ball to Big Witten.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they come back, and the defense says, okay, we're going to put the clamps on that. And so the Cowboys open it up, and they start getting the ball to Glenn and Keyshawn. Mm-hmm. And I love that, man. It's such an entertaining style. I like the way Peyton's calling plays. I just hope they keep Parcells out of the mix. I don't want his boring-ass conservative style to affect, you know, what they're trying to do. I want to see an entertaining football game. Let's air it out.
And that's the thing about balance, though. Again, you can't account for – your defense can't account for every – if every position player has a chance to do something, the defense can't account for that. And when you have that balance – which the Cowboys have right now, it's sweet. And I think one of the reasons, too, that Keyshawn is really such an afterthought, I think, with media and fans, even though he's hyper-productive, is because he doesn't have the speed. So everyone wants to talk about, okay, well, he's an older guy that doesn't have the speed. He's the same age as Terrell Owens. But Owens, you know, still has the speed. But Keyshawn doesn't need to get that separation because he can out-muscle and he's going to get the ball. And that's the thing. You go to him even when it doesn't look like he's got that separation, because he's at least not going to allow the interception.
And you're right. And what's cool about him is, yeah, he doesn't have the speed, so he's not ever going to be judged by his 100-yard games and getting deep and stuff like that. And what's cool is it doesn't seem to bother him. Mm-hmm. He doesn't care. It seems like he wants to win games. Sure, he wants to produce, but he's not judging himself on 100-yard games. He's judging himself on making the catch, on blocking.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things that he does that are like his blocking, for instance, that's so selfless that kind of goes against what you might, your perception of what Keyshawn might be.
Right.
And maybe the fact that he refers to himself as Keyshawn is why you have that perception.
You're talking about the night at the Mavericks post-game show where Keyshawn came in town. Like, oh, Keyshawn's in town. And forget who it was. One of the promo guys went up to him and Keyshawn said, "Keyshawn, don't do interviews." That's so gangsta. And then later,
wait, we saw
him on the side of the road, pulled over.
You saw him in plain old, pulled over on the tollway.
And I was reading his lips as I drove by. I said, "Keyshawn, don't do tickets." And the cop said, "Oh, well, sorry, man." Well, coming up next, there's more radio time to fill, and we'll do it accordingly.
Stop it. Stop the show.
In an effort to keep as many listeners as possible during Gordo's Corner, Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket proudly presents the Quick Philly Football Flyaway. It's tastier than a cheesesteak and easier to play than a Philly harmonica. Listen for the word of the week Thursday mornings at 9:15. Then pick up Quick or hit QuickDFW.com and submit your entry form. After this Quick contest, a winner and a guest get a Philly Football Flyaway, including airfare, hotel, and 2 tickets.
You guys, thanks. But I've known about this for a week now.
You have?
Sure.
Did you know Pamela Anderson's going to jump out of that cake?
Yeah, I knew that.
Oh. Okay.
Pan, take five.
Okay.
Sorry, you just can't surprise me. I'm way ahead of you.
So you didn't know the new Kias from Maritz Kia in Fort Worth come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty?
Huh?
Yeah, and right now you can get $6,000 off MSRP and a free flip-down DVD player with a 2005 Kia Sedona EX.
Wow!
And plus, did you know a 2005 Kia Spectra LX starts as low as $10,995 and the Sorento LX as low as $14,995? And all come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Now that is the power of surprise.
I can't believe it. You got me. You bought me a new Kia.
Surprise! No.
Oh, well, I'm not surprised.
Hurry into Maritz Kia today and pick up 2-for-1 tickets to the cutting-edge haunted house, the world's largest haunted house, plus a free pumpkin while supplies last. See our ad in the Fort Worth Star-Telegram or visit MaritzKia.com for details. Maritz Kia, I-30 West and Las Vegas Trail in Fort Worth. Kia, the power of surprise.
Hello, this is Belvedere Vodka, welcoming you to the beautiful life. Today, we're discussing the proper way to sip Belvedere Citrus from a woman's navel. 1. Pour. 2. Sip. Yummy. This has been Belvedere Citrus and a navel of exquisite merit for the beautiful life.
Indulge moderately in Belvedere Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, distilled from Rye, Millennium, and Port Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Hello. This is Belvedere Vodka and the beautiful life, listening to Wagner. It's been said Wagner's music is better than it sounds. No, it's not. This has been Belvedere Vodka for the beautiful life. A life far more beautiful with far less Wagner. Far, far less Wagner.
Indulge moderately in Belvedere Vodka, 40% alcohol by volume, distilled from Rye, Millennium, in Port Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Are you one of thousands of homeowners who have not refinanced your home mortgage because you don't think you have enough money or your credit is less than perfect? Then call Miracle Mortgage at Metro, 972-445-LOAN. They not only can refinance your mortgage with no out-of-pocket costs, they can do a home equity for you and pay off all your credit card debt, saving you hundreds of dollars every month. Act today and skip up to 2 mortgage payments. That's right, skip 2 mortgage payments. Call 972-445-LOAN. Skip 2 mortgage payments and pay off credit card debt, regardless of your credit situation. Rates starting at 4.75. Call Miracle Mortgage right now, 972-445-LOAN. Or to complete an application now, maximize your browser and click on the Miracle logo on MiracleLoan.com.
Miracle Mortgage. It's a miracle.
Interest rate based on a 3-year ARM. APR 5.277, Texas License 153-15770, North Dallas Parkway.
See the LG energy efficient washers and dryers.
The 2006 model Volvos are in at Volvo of Dallas. Volvo of Dallas is at I-35 in Frankfort and Carrollton. And when you get there, you'll see the spectacular new 06 Volvos. They've got a huge stock of all of them. Well, they're a member of the largest Volvo dealership group in the world. They should have a huge stock. Buy any new Volvo from Volvo of Dallas. They give you your next 2 sets of tires absolutely free. And they give you dinner for 2 at Bob's Steak and Chop House. And realize that all Volvo cars get 30 miles per gallon or better, and they run on the low-octane premium, not those high-priced gasolines. Go to Volvo of Dallas, where, hey, if you're a college graduate, there's a program on select models that throws in an extra $500. At Volvo of Dallas, they want to build a relationship for you so you come back over and over and over and over. Volvo of Dallas is at I-35 in Frankfort and Carrollton, where your family matters. Or visit them on the web, volvoofdallas.com.
Your family, your friends, and we work harder because we're their underdog, and I want them to remember that.
See, that's the number one thing. If I buy a car, I need a contact on the inside that can deal with anything I have come up because a car is a major investment. KJ can be that guy for you. If at Lone Star, Pontiac, Buick, and GMC of McKinney, head up 75 North. It's exit 39, El Dorado Parkway. Log on to their website. That's Lone Star Autos, LoneStarAutosWithAnS.com, or give him a call at 866-8-LONE-STAR. And KJ, you don't mind if they ask for you personally,
do you? That's right. I don't mind. Support the underdog. Buy American, folks.
Ticket Sports News now.
Mac Brown said the Missouri Tigers might have some offensive punch this week, and so far he's right. This ticker brought to you by Man's Best Friend and Lawrence Marshall Dennison, number 2 Texas, got off to a quick start at Mizzou, returning a pick to the 2-yard line and punching it in with Jamal Charles. But Missouri came right back.
carried to the five, inside, touchdown! The handoff in the backfield to Jimmy Jackson.
Gary throwing the call on ABC. It has been a turnover battle so far, with each QB throwing a pick, Missouri fumbling three times, losing one. And that one, Vince Young just cashed into his 27th career rushing touchdown, a 33-yard gallop, and the Horns are up 14-7, 5.5 to play in the first quarter. A&M is home to Baylor. First quarter action there, 3-0 Bears leading it early in the first. Number 16, Texas Tech, home to Kansas tonight. And that's when TCU hosts New Mexico at 6. SMU at Marshall at 3 o'clock. Check out the game right here, the pregame show at 2:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. The Cowboys are ready to rock against the Raiders tomorrow. The running game will be all about Julius Jones, with Anthony Thomas expected to be inactive. And the Rangers need to win tonight and tomorrow just to finish 500. It's Juan Dom and Jared Washburn tonight, 7:05, a day game to finish up the season tomorrow. The Stars finish up their preseason with a home skate tonight against the Avalanche. Final exhibition tune-up at 7. I'm Pete Tenney, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin, Saturday morning, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, reminds you that a smile is a gift, free to the giver and precious to the recipient. But giving the finger is free, too, and a little more personal and sincere.
Is that a Marvin Gaye sample?
I'm probably the least qualified person to answer that.
The end of What's Going On. That's pretty incredible.
That is S1 on the production from Strange Fruit. You can check out his fine work. We've been...
That's a nice use of that.
We've been showing him off today a little bit. You can check him out at Soul Controllers at SPCGlobal.net.
Drone's crossfading it. Transform it, Drone.
He does beats for commercials, all sorts of stuff, man. He's amazing. Check him out. But, Skin, before we get out of here, we've got much to cover. Obviously, we're probably going to win an award for the show.
Mm-hmm. I just won the Judy Cunningham Award.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Like Marion. Marion Cunningham, would it have been better to make her character MILF?
Well, did you not see the Dirty Slut episode?
Uh-uh.
I didn't either.
All right. I want to send a birthday shout-out to
my
wife.
I want you to.
It's her birthday. Honey, happy birthday to you. I love you. And if you just give me another chance, I'll be by after Whirly Ball tonight, and let's give this whole kid thing a chance. By the way, Whirly Ball, 5:30 in Plano. We'd love to see you. Skin's backing out. He's got an appearance to make.
Sorry about that. Appearance. That's Platinum Club.
Whoa.
Northwest Highway.
Was that approved?
Yeah.
Oh.
From 6 to 8. So come see me there.
That's a hardware store.
And then when that's over, I'll give you a ride over to the Black Forest Theater.
Yes,
Skin. MLK and 45.
Skin's going to be spinning records tonight at the Black Forest Theater, Erykah Badu's spot, so go check that out.
That's right.
That shout-out's brought to you by worldwideenterprises.com, .net, .org.
Courtesy Flesh.
I'd also like to send a shout-out to Jerron, who made an appearance today with a brand-new character who has been wildly supported. And I don't, you know... Let's just hear a little bit more of your new ghost engineer character.
Oh, my God. Something like this.
That was almost the other character.
It was kind of crossfade of the two characters.
I stand up. It's a little guttural and bent over. I can't. Brandon's behind me.
Where are you going there?
Anyways, before you say something you'll regret and that we don't know how to dump.
If you want to join the mailing list, it's fireghostengineer.com. Somebody got that up and running.
And Pete Tenney likes to send a shout-out to him for telling us that Anthony Thomas is inactive 74 times.
Thank you, Pete. Thank you very much.
Looking out on that, sir. Welcome. So, man, that does it. It's been a fantastic show. I personally give myself a 91. I'm going to give you a 96.
Awesome. What's the scale?
96.
Nice. So I peaked at 96.
Yeah, very nice. You had a great show. I thought you brought a lot to the table.
Thanks, Ben. Thanks
a
lot.
Overcame that bad mix with the golf show.
I did. But that's the thing. You know, it's just like if you throw an early pick, it gets run back. As long as your money in the fourth quarter, that's all that matters.
It's like a shooter's mindset. You can't just... worry about the shot you missed. You got to keep shooting.
Yeah, if you want more on that, go to bearshooter.com, where you'll see pics of bears shooting.
Now, what is your new website that I read about, antelopefacial.org?
Yeah, I don't know. Tell me about that, because I went to it, and I know it's my website, but I saw that you're the webmaster.
Well, where is your blog these days? Because I want to link that.
It's a blog spot.
Guys.
Yeah, Norm.
Gather around.
Okay.
I have heartburn.
Very good.
Yeah, just go to Blogspot. No.com, no.org. Just type in Blogspot, and you'll see my blog.
That is Vernon in there with a little, look at that, eating on the air, off the air, eating while producing engineering. Grooves is going to be at Whirly Ball tonight, by the way. That was kind of Grooves-esque.
Yeah, now, Grooves, he'll be signing autographs.
Yes.
And so, now where is this if you want to go play Whirly Ball with you and Grooves?
This is not a sponsored event, by the way.
Okay, so it's just somewhere in Plano?
We just want to go play in Plano, Parker and Independence. We just want to go get our Whirly Ball on. We're going to be out there at 5:30. If you want to get your Whirly Ball on, sneak away from the family, abandon your family for an hour or two, come get your Whirly Ball on, and...
This is pickup Whirly Ball. This is kind of like back in the day, hitting up Huff Hines.
Yeah.
Playing a little full court.
Exactly. Winner stay on.
Hello, Ben and Dallas. Good morning.
Oh, how about that?
Fill up the cup and fill up a syringe with your blood.
What an odd demand that is.
So what are you going to be spending tonight? What's the deal at Black Forest?
Going,
is it a show? Is it,
it's a Prairie View Grambling after party.
Uh-huh.
I
of course, went to Prairie View. So
yeah, I did. I was actually, I was in the Grambling marching band.
Very nice.
But it'll be, you know, kind of vintage.
You played the turntables in the band.
I did. It was so hard having them on that little string around my neck, just lugging them. They were so heavy.
The records kept falling off.
Yeah, it sucked. But I bounced back. It'll be kind of golden age hip-hop, you know.
Very nice.
Early 90s.
My favorite stuff. I'm at TiVo. Hey, let's mix with Troy. Troy, are you... What? We don't mix with Troy?
No. It's in his contract. You don't want to mix with us.
That's weird.
Where's my money?
that's all he has to say, and then he just bounces out.
Hey, Troy, you had a question?
Where's my money?
Okay. You had another question.
Where's my money?
What? You have one.
Where's
more.
My money?
What else?
He's very singularly focused these days.
What else do you want to know about?
Where's my money?
And where
where's
you,
my money?
What, where
where's
you,
my money?
What if,
where's my money?
By the
where's
way,
where's my money?
Late breaking news: Missouri just scored again. So if Mizzou beats Texas today, shouldn't they be?
Now there are hundreds and hundreds of reasons for you to be at Volvo of Dallas, I-35, and Frankfort and Carrollton. The hundreds. Those are the 06 model Volvos. They're all in now, and there's as much as $6,500 in incentives for you to purchase a brand new model Volvo. They'll throw in your next two sets of tires and dinner for two at Bob's Steak and Chop House with any 06 Volvo. But there's more than just the new ones. There's the courtesy cars. There are about 30 05 courtesy cars available, very low mileage, and with every new Volvo, free service for 3 years or 36,000 miles. And these 05 Volvos come as low as $22,000. They have the largest inventory in Texas of certified pre-owned Volvos, all with a 6-year, 100,000-mile warranty and the 131-point inspection. It's all at Volvo of Dallas, I-35 and Frankfort and Carrollton, where your family matters.
You know, for what you spend on 6 or 7 CDs, you can enroll in a class at Dallas County Community College. Start moving towards a better career with higher pay. Now that's cool. You'll be surprised how much you can learn for as little as $99. Think of the possibilities. To get your start, check out one of the 7 Dallas County Community Colleges at dccd.edu. That's dccd.edu. It all begins here.
You swear you were only going 55, but the radar gun had a different opinion. Have you taken care of that speeding ticket yet? Cedar Valley College offers Texas State-approved driver safety courses online, the most convenient and flexible way to take defensive driving. Those days of taking off work or spending your weekend sitting through a 6-hour class or watching a video are a thing of the past. Keep that speeding ticket off your record or take the class for business and industry safety training. State and court approved, it's 100% online. It's worth $37.95 to keep your record clean. Log on to CedarValleyDefensiveDriving.com today to get started.
Back up and you could save hundreds of dollars every month. Plus, get 2 mortgage payments. It's a great long-term payoff for one call today. So make it now. It's Miracle Mortgage at 972-445-LOAN. 972-445-LOAN or apply online at www.amiracleloan.com and it'll be your turn to say
Miracle Mortgage.
Thank you for listening. This station is in a commercial break and will be returning to its regular programming shortly.
Going through a divorce is a very stressful and emotional trauma to anyone who has gone through one or is going through one. During this time, there's much uncertainty and fear that can go through your mind about the present and the future. If you have children, you have to secure your relationship with them. Property may need to be divided to give you a future. Debts need to be divided, which may impact your quality of life. Temporary living arrangements may need to be made while the divorce is pending. It is a time you need your family and friends to be there for you, and there's no substitute for them. Hi, my name is Randy Essenberg, and I'm a divorce attorney. There's no substitute for good legal advice during this time of uncertainty. I invite you to call me, and I will set up a time to help guide you through the divorce questions you may have. I charge a $100 consultation fee for my time. You'll feel better making decisions from a position of knowledge rather than fear and uncertainty.
If divorce seems to be the only solution, call Randy Essenberg, centrally located off Simmons Freeway in Dallas. Call 214-630-1-HUG, 214-630-1-HUG. Licensed to practice the general practice of law.
Ocean Kids program to deep sea fishing. We've got it all. So a break from this leads to this.
Watch out, what I got one.
And the most amazing vacation for you and your family, Royal Caribbean International. Get out there. Get your next Caribbean adventure on board a Royal Caribbean cruise. Seven-night cruises starting from just $5.99. Call your CA cruise specialist at 1-888-828-3427 today.
Prices are per person, U.S. dollars, based on double occupancy cruise only. Limited availability and available only on select sailings. Governmental taxes and fees are extra. Certain restrictions apply. U.S. residents only. Ships registered in the Bahamas.
The Troy Aikman Show, brought to you by GMC and Miracle Mortgage. Now here's the Troy Aikman Show on Sports Radio 13, Tennessee.
Morning News Radio.
Aikman drops back. Aikman throws right. Touchdown, Smith.
Morning News Radio presents the Troy Aikman Show with three-time Super Bowl champion quarterback Troy Aikman and Sporting News Radio's Bruce Murray.
Aikman on third and 13. Going for the bomb again from Michael Irvin in the corner.
Oh, what a
touchdown, Cowboys!
This week, we'll look extensively at the rematch between the Patriots and Steelers and which team should be worried about missing the playoffs after 3 weeks of the NFL season.
Bottom line is we had plenty of opportunities to win. Offensively, God played extremely hard. We made some plays against a very fine defense. But you can't make mistakes. And it starts